round one.
Jack Jen screams and rips all his clothes.
I get up. Even more bad things will happen. If you're to take a skyscraper, pack it solid with lithium butyride,
put a small
put a nuke at the bottom of it, you'd like crack a big hole in the earth. Like, really bad things would happen. It would be very amusing.
I'm like, lady, ma'am, when I start switching to ma'am face, that's the danger sign.
Yeah.
If I'm starting to call you ma'am, that means that I put you in the not human person bracket, especially if I know your name.
Somebody get this motherfucker some grits.
So, let's say we had a cult protest, and they tried that shit.
Russell, slam. Right on, we got a new band, all right. And some big ideas.
Yeah, I bet this guy's name is Jim Smith. You look like this guy? Do you look like this guy? Do you look like this guy? Right on, put his clothes on.
Which is funny because I fucking hate red green.
You wouldn't know.
But I think that somebody listening right now should build a time bomb. There should be a time bomb program. And that's exactly, I want Maximum Bob, okay, who sits behind the bench and the guy comes up and goes, I know I raped six chicks, but I won't do it again.
Really?
And then he'll tell some inconsequential story about when he was a kid branding bulls. And then he'll sentence the guy to death. And I'll feed him more bourbon, and I'm the bailiff. Here you go, Judge. Double shooter. Go high.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land.
In case you haven't noticed, we are living in very interesting times.
Did the FCC feel that democracy is all about protecting the rights of the ordinary citizen? Unregulated radio would result in programming of the lowest common denominator, the rule of the mob.
Time for the What the Hell Show with your host, Samarion.
Hello, everybody out there. Can we take the phone call? People are, like, at work trying to phone in because they can't listen.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. It's Prophet Crazy Fuck.
Hey, Prophet Crazy Fuck.
Hey, calling from the Godsmack concert.
From the Godsmack concert? Are you in the concert?
Not quite yet. We're waiting in line.
Oh, wow.
Myself and Soul Trance.
That means that you could, like, have a really good phone with a good microphone and we could broadcast the Godsmack concert live.
We could.
Or not.
It would probably suck.
It would just be an idea. I mean, we should
let's
be
talk
in mono.
About phone bills for a second, too.
Yeah, it would kind
crazy
of suck on a cell phone bill.
Pay for that phone bill?
He'll pay for it.
He'll pay for it all.
We'll do a half-hour broadcast later in the show of the Godsmack concert.
You bet. All on the bill of crazy fuck. He's
thanks, buddy. Right. Thanks.
Because he's a crazy fuck. Okay, so what's going on, man?
Is that now we're just got a lineup like way down the street. It's an open air concert.
Yep. Who's all there?
Right now it's just myself and Soul Trance.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
And apparently Decker Studo's is going to be here too.
Right on. Right on.
Excellent. Who else is playing?
Who else is playing?
Yeah.
Colin Crush and some rapper guy.
Ah, yes.
Ah, rapper guy.
And we've got lots of ammo to throw at the rapper guy, too.
Right on.
Support your local artist, yeah.
Have it, too.
So, fuck you, local rapper guy. Okay, man, say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell.
Right on. Excellent. Yeah, he told me he was going to phone in.
Okay, well, that's cool.
As well. He can't listen to the show, so... Well,
it's going to be a couple people phoning in. Oh, I can't hear you. Is your mic on?
Can't.
My mic on?
Is my mic on?
No, no.
My mic on.
Is my mic on?
Is turn
mic
it on.
Mic's not
got
loud
my mic
enough.
On and my got my show plugged. On, but you can't have the vote on at the same time.
Your mic's not plugged in?
Your mic's
that's
not.
Maybe why.
Uh-oh.
No, don't plug it into that. Don't plug it into that if we don't have to.
He's talking on the secure mic.
He's on the secure comms.
He's on secure comms. He's on closed circuit mic.
It's very encrypted. Nobody can hear you.
There we go. Can you all hear your Uncle Dak now?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Sure
unfortunately?
He can get away with it. Memorial
he can get away with it now. It's the last show. We can't do anything.
It's
nah,
the
Fletcher
Memorial, home for incurable tyrants and kings.
Dug that up.
Yeah, it's out of... Anyone know where that's from?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Roger Waters
probably.
Bitching about like one it. War or another.
wrong again. Try again. All right.
That is from...
That's not Roger Waters.
That's not Roger Waters.
That's
Pink
Floyd.
That's not Roger Waters. Oh, it's Pink Floyd.
I'm sorry. Waters was with Pink Floyd, and basically the last three albums and the last, like, four albums Waters has done, all he's doing is bitching about one war or another.
Well, what's the nerve of that guy?
Jeez.
What are you doing bitching about the war?
Constantly.
The good people are dying.
Where's
good
the
employment there. Fucking guys have no grasp on economy. You know, Jesus Christ, where would we be without war? We'd have a lot more.
Bitch about a couple of wars, but just like, I mean, it seems like,
oh, why would you bitch about all the wars?
I have no problem with war as long as it's not mine.
Absolutely.
I don't want Roger Waters to put out another fucking album.
Not in my
brown
backyard.
People. We don't care about brown people. Just kill
yeah,
them.
Right. Furthermore, give me the contract designing the goddamn bombs. That's
you bet.
Good money, bitch.
I mean, everybody's been inventing the landmines that Enki's been talking about for the last two fucking years now.
You know, I still don't see the
around.
Problem.
The
you know, I still don't see the problem. Okay?
What?
There's all these landmines are killing people, right?
Right.
All the people are killing, right?
Right.
Right. And there's still too many people on the planet.
No, there's not. That's a myth.
Not effective enough.
The problem is not enough landmines.
No. There are too many people. Okay. What do you mean, no, there's not too many people on the planet?
Okay. In the world of too many and not too many, I would say no.
They're badly
distributed. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the world, if we're, obviously, there's not too many people on the planet for us all to die from not having enough food. But if we keep going on the rate of increase in population that we've been going on, we'll be overpopulated, as in too many people, as in people are going to die because there's not enough food.
Diseases take care of
that. That does not happen. The Malthusian nightmare is like this big, huge, bad idea where somebody goes, oh, suddenly you hit the wall where there's not enough food. That's not what happens. Food gets more and more difficult to come by. And life becomes more and more shitty. And the process is quite long. You get a lot of shitty life before people start dying en masse from starvation.
Oh,
well,
right.
Even worse, so what you're saying? So what you're saying is it's all right as long as you know everybody. People aren't going to all die at once from mass starvation. It's going to take us a while, and they're going to suffer for a while. It's not something that happens overnight.
So what's your problem here?
My problem is you
Jack
saying that the world
no,
is
I don't.
Not overpopulated.
No, I that's why I
like it quick,
stupid.
Right?
It is
I want a disease or a rock.
It's
getting
worse. The nightmare is it based on this sort of what is it? Geometric exponential curve, which means that at some point people are going to be saying, wow, we had one tablespoon of food to feed the whole family tonight.
So you know what that means?
12 children. You know
what that means? It means eat your children. I have no problem with this. It'll only just stem out the people
John
who don't
have a
okay, wait.
Proposal.
It's all right to eat your children, just don't have them step on landmines.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because well, yeah. It's a waste of that meat on their feet.
Don't send your children to war. Eat them.
Just because I'm going to euthanize my cat doesn't mean I want to skin it first and stuff it in the microwave and watch Fluffy stare at me as I press the on button.
Oh, that
I
mean, does give me a
you
chuckle
know.
Just
hey,
thinking
look,
about
look,
it.
Look, if there's
honest.
Too many people on the planet,
well, yeah,
why not?
You motherfucker, last
John,
time you shit on my planet.
John, listen up. If there's too many people on the planet, all right, and you got to eat them, why don't you send them into battle first, and when they die, then take their bodies and eat them?
Because
some of them will come back cooked.
No.
Some will come back chopped up already.
You ever shot a duck?
I say hot dog stands would be a bit different, wouldn't they?
Would they?
Yes. Tonight's episode brought to you by Soylent Green.
Baby flesh is tender and tasty.
Hey, manbeef.com, proud sponsors of Rant Radio.
That's right.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're performing a server upgrade this week.
I'm sorry. Footnote, as a segue, you know manbeef.com, now it's a hoax. It was confirmed a hoax.
Really?
No way.
That comes as a shock.
I ordered some, too.
I really wanted it not to be a hoax.
because I was going to go and bring steaks to my next, like, Uber Christmas dinner.
Everyone go,
they'd all be eating. They'd all be eating the food, and I'd have this weird neuroerotic pleasure. And I'd be like, me and Hannibal Lecter, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is really good steak, Sean.
Where'd you get it?
Yes, let's say grace. Let's say grace
let's
first.
Let's be thankful for the food
and then
on our plate.
And then after we're done, you know, I'd like, oh, it'd be just...
God brought you that meat.
Oh, that was... This is flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood.
Strange flavored wine
like
you've
that
got.
Shit, don't you? This has a strange texture. Oh, yes, it does. Mm. Yes, it fucking will.
Yum. Love me a pretty penny.
And as long as you're eating that steak, you might want to go home later and fuck your sister. Because, well, that's me.
You're on your way.
Broken every other time.
Escalated to hell.
Sean, what are you talking about? You're eating human flesh, you bunch of freaks.
No, I'm not.
Cross that one off the
table. Here's the receipt, motherfucker! I'll be a line up in the bathroom, $5 at the door, if I'm being outside permitted. All right. Have a day. Be sure to digest. That's what I'll be feeling neat when that comes out.
Margaret!
Does it actually say in the Bible, thou shalt not eat human flesh?
No, it doesn't say thou shalt not stuff fluffy in a microwave, neither. But that doesn't mean you can do it.
Sure you can.
I think
you can.
Doesn't say not to eat.
In the plants.
Doesn't it say anything in the Bible about cruelty to animals?
If they're pre-killed, go for it, right?
Pre-killed what? Fluffy animals?
Thou shalt not kill, but you can still eat it.
On the people,
fluffy, anything.
You're allowed to sacrifice humans to God.
What about clowns? Are clowns humans?
No.
It depends.
No.
Watch off the makeup.
Clowns don't feel pain like you or I.
Okay. That's what I figured, you know?
You've never seen them cry, right? They're always happy.
But there's always fucking Clarabelle's always got that one tear, you know? It's either that or he whacks somebody in prison. I can never figure that out.
That's a tough clown.
Don't fuck with the mines, man. They got like the spider web tattoo that you don't see. And
they got their throat cut out. That's why they don't speak.
They call me Mine 200 if they only knew the truth. You know, it's like, what the fuck? Oh, weird, man.
Let's go around the room.
So are we going to go around the room and
see
and all that shit? For the last What the Hell show.
Week number 122.
For week number 122. As if to remind everybody, listen, I'm just tired.
I'm so tired.
122 straight weeks.
Sorry. Speaking of sorry, here's Private Drexel.
Hey, segue.
I'm not sorry. I never regretted anything in my life.
That's right.
You
the only thing that I regret is that I did not start early enough and did not keep going. Okay. Thank you, Private Drexel. And then there's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking...
Your hair looks blue.
Looking to... Oh, my God, it does! What does it mean? Blue hair. Oh, my God, I'm part of the Blue Hair Wash Club. I've gotten old, and nobody told me.
It means he's secretly Batman.
I don't know. Yeah. Superhero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Batman doesn't wear glasses. Sean wears glasses. We've been over this. All right, and then we have Southpaw Samurai.
What?
How's it going, man?
Oh, sorry, I pulled that way too
fast. Oh, that's okay.
Okay, good. And then we have a Roman Medic hiding behind the monitor ever so cleverly.
T.E.
Okay.
Ronan Medic saying hello once again, and probably for the last time.
Okay, and then we have 200% sexy projectile vomit man. In fact. Okay, and then we have...
Your old pal, Uncle Dak.
Without his glasses on.
No, my glasses just fell apart.
Too much vomiting?
Yes.
Too many vomiting with guns in
our
hands.
I think that the problem is
and
that
we have our resident goth girl on the .com. .com girl.
Oh, that kind of zoom out, the big smile.
Hi, I'm the .com girl.
Big smile, big smile, big smile. Big smile. Oh, she's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
The camera
oh,
adds
so 10
pounds. All right, then we have... And then South Alzheimer, I think, I mean. And then there's girl on the far screaming, holy fuck, she's so far on the left, it's not even funny. Girl on the left.
Hello.
Hi. Who just got back from Decepticon, or what the fuck is that called?
Securicon.
Securicon, with all the other Autobots. All right, and then we got the definitive...
Wouldn't you wouldn't know Cardcaptor Sakura from like
You're absolutely
anything.
Right!
From anything. I wouldn't know it from my own asshole.
Girl on the left.
Look at me, I'm white trash! Yeah. Ah!
Yes, that's white so trash, amazing. Building Mecca.
Jerry,
welcome next.
Jerry!
And I'm the beaten wife of the white trash. Yes!
Jerry!
And then we have the professor. Looking very suave and debonair.
Good
or
evening.
Debonair.
The professor's
gallery
back.
Debonair.
There we go. And down to Dr. Gonzo.
Hi, Dr. Gonzo.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Not too bad.
Right on.
Hayes, Centibite Hayes. You and Dr. Gonzo would get along well. All right. Let's just keep on trucking. And we have Samarian. The man who's ending it all. Right in the flesh right there. Hi, I'm Samarian, and I'm
send your hate mail right here.
I'm Samarian, and I say, fuck you. I made my saving throw against the Admiral Airphones. Okay. And then we're back into the room where I am sitting currently. Where I'm big.
It's the big picture of girl on the left's fat head.
She's not that fat.
I just have puffy hair.
I'm sorry.
It's just big hair. She just came back from fucking from
an anime.
She just came back from Optimus Prime. Okay,
you don't want a narrow head. Bangs big enough to flood out the entire room. Okay,
you don't want a narrow head. Apparently, people with narrow heads are stupid, and people with fat heads are smart.
That means that, oh,
there was a study.
Dak's like, aruh!
I'm the smartest guy in the room.
quick, Dak, fucking
no, your hair doesn't count.
Shut up. Say that to Stephen Hawking, okay? That guy looks like a pencil.
Apparently, he had his voice changed, I heard.
Yeah, he had his voice changed, along with Duracell. They switched to their titanium brand. Now the guy talks like Wild Bobcat. Now that would fucking own. I think they should, I'd rather take a space series. It's gotta be talking about dark matter. I feel it's a good idea. If we just had a little bit more dark matter theory, we could understand the concepts of space. Thank you, Stephen Hawking.
Next speaker tonight.
Someone slip something in my coffee?
Or at least make him sound like, give him that monster truck voice. Yes, you're in dark power. Everybody wants to see the event horizons of the black hole. Nothing can escape, not even light. Sunday. That would be the way it should be. They should give the guy more, not some fucking slightly augmented voice. You give him like, I don't fucking know.
How about Barry White? He could talk like Barry White.
Every time he speaks,
Okay. Stephen Hawking is British, right? Where I think they should do Margaret Thatcher, whoever's in control of the country. Who gives a fuck?
Tony Blair.
Tony Blair. Thank you. I'm uneducated on it shows, but I like. Trash. So that's
anyway.
Anyways, what I think they should do is they should hire James Earl Jones to follow him around.
Oh fuck yeah!
There you go.
Doing the words on the screen.
The voice of Darth Vader explaining the secrets of the universe.
Whoa! That would be too scary at all.
Or Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston.
That's the voice of God or God. I don't know.
Well, that could be. Yeah. That could be good. I could see Charlton.
A madhouse.
So, in any case, though,
how about Beaker? Beaker would be a good voice.
I'm sorry. The way the guy looked, people would believe that voice.
We should have a photo.
Sidekick Benson Honeydew.
That's what we should do. We should have.
His wife is putting on a little weight.
Who's that? Benson Honeydew. Benson Honeydew's a Muppet.
Yes.
What if they have Muppets in the tabloids? And then like
scandal. It's
Kermit was fucking
Muppet
his
show.
Mom, or some shit, and they got like the Kermit the Frog.
You apparently haven't seen BertIsEvil.com.
Yeah.
What's that?
Bert is evil.
That
is a great website.
So what we're saying here is Ernie is smarter than Bert because Ernie has a fat head. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Just so I know, Gilbert. Did you know that quantum physics is a lie?
No, Ernie. I didn't.
Great. Fuck off.
Rubber ducky told me so.
Rubber ducky told me so. Motherfucker, you come near me with that rubber ducky. Oh, my God. I'm made of felt. How did this happen, A Muppet achieved self-realization. What if a Muppet ate from the tree of knowledge on the tree? Oh, wait, I'm naked. There's a man with his hand up my ass. And I made of felt. It's all downhill from here, bitch. The Cookie Monster's like, just once I'd like to swallow, just a little bit. The guy's like on Mr. Christie's fucking Christmas card list, and he's like, Lamont, I'm so fucking hungry! And we wonder why we have an eating disorder in this country. Cookie Monster eats and throws up, it's all okay!
Oh, God.
What the fuck, man? Super Grover, my ass. That guy needs to put on 55 fucking pounds.
You wonder why he's so
Super
skinny?
Grover?
Yeah, he's a fucking meth freak. It shows, don't he?
He's a complete meth freak. I'm like,
I'm Frank Oz or Bill Gates. One of those two.
Only Sean can draw the parallels between de-eating disorders and Sesame Street.
Fucking aces high, man. What's going on at Mr. Bob's candy store? That's what I don't know the fuck know. Nobody eats anything.
Here.
Oh, here I am walking down
hey,
the street.
Hey, Mr. Hooper, you have my hip?
Hey, let's not even talk about Big Bird. Oh, there's an elephant running around that nobody else can see.
Never mind the elephant. Condo, corner store. Large fucking bird's nest. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice there was a 14-foot wide fucking bird's nest over here. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm sleeping.
No, you're in detox. What? You got the dregs. You're jonesing. You're not sleeping, you weird stuffalopagus watching motherfucker. The fuck away from me.
What's with the 6-foot dog?
Yeah. Finally, kids are not playing with that dog. They are running for their fucking lives. Can you tell me how to get the fuck away from this place?
I'm in hell. Oscar the Grouch is a garbage can.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I'm like, what the fuck do you want? Holy Jesus!
I can't wait for the day to find Oscar the Grouch hanging out of his garbage can with a needle sticking out of his arm.
No, I think he was a junkie that actually went in there and the garbage like did the Toxic Avenger thing and now he's back. He's like, I'd be grumpy too if I lived in a garbage can and had someone's hand up my ass.
There is more stuff down in Oscar the Grouch's can than there is in the entire New York subway system. That's what I don't understand.
Look at Oscar the Grouch, okay? Then look at Grover. Back to Oscar the Grouch. Fast forward the hair growth. And there you go. Yeah. I think Oscar the Grouch is like a fucking time-traveling mutant from the future. That was before Grover lost his legs, got cut down, and turned into a Jedi Master. You know? I mean, seriously. Seriously. I mean, I think that Yoda was fucking with Luke the whole movie. Yoda! You see Yoda!
Yeah, I'm Yoda. Fucking A, I'm Yoda. I trained Jedi for 400 years. Number. Your money will give me.
You got to work.
Come to my house. I'll see what shit funny I can make you eat.
This stuff tastes like hell.
I'll make you
eat. You're too young to begin the training. Special training.
Special training.
Carry me around on your back.
Meanwhile, Yoda's like some fucking dude in his temple somewhere in the middle of that planet. Oh, yeah, it's no problem. You know, he's feeding
slipping
the guy
acid.
There's a dark side in that hole.
Dark side.
Okay, there's a lot of dark sides and a lot of holes going on, Yoda, but I don't think that's the one over there, all right? The fuck away from me, you little weird green faggot.
I know I'm not going
to
wear...
Welcome to Rant Radio. It's fun with free association.
I'm serious, though. Did he ask for any ID?
Oh, Yoda. You see Yoda.
Good for you. He duped the last 5 Star Crash guys, too.
Where are they?
Oh, you're after Yoda.
No, actually, I'm looking for Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig, you are. Yeah, fuck off. Whatever.
And where did the philosophy come from? Did you watch The Karate Kid once?
My name's George Lucas. I'm going to rip off everything Eastern right here. Thank you very much. Fuck off.
Let's read out who's in the IRC.
Let's do that. Who's in the IRC?
They've had enough time to get in there.
Okay.
Mr. Echo, Six String Death, Sean K, TFM Owns Smokey, Agent Mulder, Atomic Bad, Skitty Bob from Peru is joining us afar.
Bob!
Via satellite. Broken, Crazy Redhead, Crow Cobain, Decker Apocalypse, Depper Bite, Devno, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pele, Disturbed, Rooster, Paradox, Gargoyle, IRME, Adam, Breaker One, Ellis, Snake, Tetsu, Zebulon, Integrity, Simplex, Tenchi, JoJo's Terrell, Kexler, Crazy At, Godsmack, Lido Cheeto, Malkev, NF, Night Fever, E, Floyd's Lapel, Half Elf, Judas, Katana, Punk of Evil, Romulus, T Gray, Yiggs Drazel, Not Profit Broken, Cygnus, Orphan, Polywog Plastic, Pandy Pluto, Kha'Zix, Lego, Litalia, Wolf Pup, Zerstar, Red 5 cannot be joining us tonight. He was going to make it here, but he has too many things to do.
He's too fucking
He can't take 3 hours out of his life. To celebrate the thing that was. Hellborn, Roto, Sparky, Sharget Solids. So fucking retarded. Star Babies, Test Subject. What the hell, we'll be back. Zadnan, and Crow Cobain, ASE. That was somebody's name.
What the hell, we'll be back?
Yes.
Is that like, Paul is dead?
Probably. I don't know.
Why'd you make a new intro?
Because... It's the last show. I thought I'd make a new intro.
Oh, with a bang, baby.
New extra, too.
It was either that or take out macrame.
Yeah.
I found macrame too hard.
It's macrame. Isn't that bad programming language you can make
Macromedia?
Cartoons
yeah,
out of?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the
I thought that was where you glued macaroni pieces to a paper.
It all fits together.
You know, they should make a form of cryptography based on that.
Macaroni pieces?
Well, you think about it with cryptography,
who
right?
says they haven't?
This macaroni art, it tells me something.
It tells me. It tells me that Yoda was lying. No, what I'm just wondering is, like, you know, you have, like, you'll get, like, PGP, right? And they ask for weird input in order to generate the coding.
In macaroni's weird input.
Yeah, so what if you could just have whatever you wanted as an input? Like Bob, the mailman.
And let's input like, Bob.
You digitize his ass. Hey, you know what was on? You know what's on fucking eBay right now?
That reminded him of something. How disturbing is that?
No, yes. Tron, digitizing people. The chair that Buddy sat in Tron that he got digitized in is on eBay. Buddy's chair from his desk.
When he got digitized, he was sitting hacking.
It was a different chair, but it's one of the major chairs that like the big bad guy was in or whatever. It's
that's
a chair.
Pretty, that's pretty old.
Looks like a desk chair. Is on eBay right now.
That's pretty cool.
And I thought,
pretty
fuck,
old. Is it cool looking? Right. Or?
Yeah, it's a cool looking wood chair. You know,
how many years ago was Tron now? It was like
82.
82, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. 19 82. Years.
New one coming out.
New one, new Tron.
Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Serial.
When? Soon, sometime. Yeah.
My mic isn't loud enough.
Yes, it is.
My mic's not loud enough.
As long as you control yourself when you scream.
I always
when
control myself.
Now, what the hell is that machine for?
You do not control yourself.
I don't know how to use
it. A huge chunk of your brain that says control Darcy.
I've had it for a couple months now. I don't know how to use it.
That's great. It's got green flashing lights on it, so it must be
I like the lights. They move.
That's good.
More
not,
lights is better, right? We're talking about
if
this the other time.
Stop moving, something's
it's
wrong.
It's not the one with the more toys wins when he dies. It's the one with the most lights, the LED displays.
That's right. The most LED displays.
And walk into the room, turn off your light, and go, the LEDs.
That's what I do in the morning.
Cylons
I walk in
own,
before I turn on the
okay.
lights, and I just feel
I don't
good
give
about
a fuck
it.
What anyone says. I think that Cylons own in that category.
I'm sorry. Anything that can be shut down by a microwave oven?
You can be shut down by a microwave oven.
Yeah, if you put me in. It.
Yeah. Same with Fluffy. Move over. What the fuck? Hey, Sean, what the...
Sean, you're talking about putting DAC in a microwave oven.
It's a big one. We'll get a German one. They see 30.
Wow.
Give me a blender and one
it's
of
the last show. What the fuck?
Appliance places.
Yeah. Yeah, Maytag repairman.
Is this
a shower? Slam.
Anybody can phone in at any time tonight if they want.
At all times.
1-877 say rant. So that
and I hope that, you know, I notice the light flashing.
And yeah, I hope that, Drexen, you can share with us your what the hell experience over the past 2.5
yeah,
years.
Yeah, what does what the hell mean to you?
It's my life.
If
some of you, it's your life. Some of you, it's an annoyance. Please share with us.
I don't think it's anybody's life. I don't really don't think it's their life. Other than your life.
Well, no.
I mean, in a good 1-877.
It was a good chunk of my life. 1-877 say rant. Yep.
1-877-7-7-7. So what do we got in the news? Do you have any news this week?
You think I could rely on all of us to fill 3 hours without a half-hour news or an hour news? No.
No, of course
I
not.
Don't think
but,
so, too.
I mean, you know.
I fill up the last half-hour early in the show.
Could be.
So,
where's the first news story? First of all, we got a new Rant Radio page.
Yes. New Rant Radio page. Check it out.
When that happened?
Kudos? No. Okay. New Rant Radio page.
From .com girl. You just got kudos.
It's very cool. And in a little thing at the top, you can click on people's faces, and you can see.
Oh, I didn't know you were a web designer. When did you do that?
Quote.
Oh, that's what you do.
Somebody give her a microphone. Microphone.
That's why I'm the .com girl, duh.
No, I thought you were .com girl because you were like the CBC little person.
Go there, www.rantradio.com.
My whole life is the net. Like, I'm a web designer, web developer.
Are you?
Chunky.
Radio.
Can you make me a time bomb?
No.
Why not?
I don't know how to make
I had a big argument with Rhoda.
Hello. My time bombs are over here.
You know what I can do?
I
can make an attractive graphic for your time bomb.
I can make the graphics go. On ID4. Where like there's all the shot cuts of like monkeys being trapped in cages but getting needles stuck in their eyes. Because you know some bad bitch who fucked with you is going to be like some total computer Luddite. I use Word. And occasionally I venture into my email. But other than that, I'm afraid of this thing. And what you want to do is you could custom make them. You could custom make these time bombs. So you could insert, you make it so that it's interactive, so you can insert video footage of that person so that, you know, it's a needle being stuck in nothing, but then you have, like, a person, you insert their own video footage, so you take video of the person you want to fuck over, and just when the computer goes completely sideways, there's, like, video of them, they see themselves on the screen going, and there's, like, needles being stuck in their own eyes, and they'll be like, of course,
you've lost threat.
Sean, calm down.
Is that a threat?
Or you could put, like, dog poo, flaming dog poo on their porch.
You know, I don't know
that's
exactly
a good one.
You know you would be there to see the look on their
there
face.
You go. Yeah.
How about you just light their house on fire? Sort of the same idea. Yes. And then when they come out and they stop, drop, and roll,
or put it out.
Or you could just, like, find a high place outside of their home.
Sean, you're holding out on us. I don't
and,
know what you want, but you should
sniper scope.
You should really tell us how you really feel, Sean.
No, really. Rather than do that, let's just do that a little bit different. Rather than put the flaming dog poo on her porch, we'll light her house on fire. She comes outside. She's burning on the ground. You wait until she stops rolling around and go take a giant shit on her face. There you go. Same idea. Slightly different.
What did this woman do to deserve this? Was it?
She yelled at me! Just like, I don't want to talk
about
it.
You were here last week.
Can you imagine the retribution that would be coming your way? For the
She's welcome to bring that shit on.
Yelling at other people?
Oh, that's fair. No, that's fair.
I'm sorry. If people came after Sean for yelling?
They won't. They never will. I've been doing this for two fucking years.
There's some perspective that we need to bring into this.
Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck I need.
This woman gives you 1 minute of verbal abuse, which you probably deserve.
No.
Okay, you were here last week.
The customer is always right.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you had it coming.
What exactly deserves to be verbally abused?
You were probably patronizing to her.
Okay. And?
That's enough.
Okay, so
you're patronizing to me, as most little fucks at computer shops are.
Okay,
I would give you a minute of verbal abuse.
Would ya?
Yes.
But really? But what you don't understand is me or someone like me would cut one of your hands off.
Sean, but not until after I give you 1 minute of verbal abuse.
Sean, I can put it. Sean, I think I know what your problem was.
What?
You have a dick. Therefore, you're wrong.
Oh, right. There's that whole thing. But I'm so far above arrogance. You know what happens when your ego gets so overfed it dies? You go
see picture of Sean Kennedy.
That's right. And you go so far past the I'm right, you're wrong bracket, which Private Drexel is currently in. Once you transcend that, once you go even worse than Private Drexel, you become like me, which is I'm right, you don't matter. Which means that I'm right, I'm going to go do this. Well, I think, boom! And you get into the Colonel Kurtz and
you're just you, I'm me.
Yeah.
Drexel thinks he's been insulted, but he's not sure how.
Like last night, anyways, I saw a special, and it was about school bullies.
Well, I'm sure that was accurate.
They did a profile of what a school bully is.
What is a school bully?
They profile a school bully.
Black shirts. Someone who interprets every person's action toward them as being hostile.
So I'm a bully.
They always interpret it in the most hostile manner.
How ironic.
I have become
what I set out to destroy.
I'm the bad guy.
This woman may have just been ranting for a minute about the frustration of computers and living in this modern age with technology and all that shit. And you took it as a personal attack.
Fucking A, because I am computers and all that shit. So if she doesn't like it, she can get the fuck off my web.
Maybe it wasn't a personal attack.
I don't care. She's a realtor. Never mind anything else.
That alone is fair.
Sean, they're realtors. They don't feel pain like you or I.
It's true.
It's true.
Hi there, welcome to Remax. Oh my God. Who are you? I'm Justice. And I've come for your fucking condo leaky shit. How about those fucking assholes who sold everyone else?
Why? Were you guys, like, totally paying attention?
Got it.
It's pretty.
What's that? No.
You don't talk to Sean like that. He can't defend himself.
I'd be a little bit more concerned about your next CBC broadcast than the IRC myself.
Oh, you don't feed them shit like that. You let them think it up on their own.
I'm sorry. Don't do that. Okay.
Don't do it at all.
Am I alone here in thinking Sean isn't exactly defenseless?
No. Dot-com girl. I think Dot-com girl and I should have our
own. He has lots of imaginary defenses.
Show. I do. Yeah, like the Star Destroyer.
But nothing real.
Shut up, the Star Destroyer is real.
The only reason
house hasn't been bombed by the Star Destroyer is because it doesn't have small weapons.
Of course you can't hear me, because my mic's not loud enough.
No, it distorts.
And Sim keeps turning it down.
Close to the mic.
Gets loud enough.
I'm not at home listening to the radio show. I'm right here.
It's okay. He yells anyway.
Commence primary ignition.
You may file in, Renee. If I have to walk Drexel through the gates of hell holding his hand, I'm okay with that.
You didn't think I had a Star Destroyer. Boy, I bet you feel fucking dumb now.
Hey, that's three-headed dog. Put a bell on that fucker.
I'd feel dumb, but I'd be happy.
It would be. It would be.
If Drexel was hanging out with Cerebus anytime soon, I'd be afraid.
I wouldn't feel dumb. What? Oh, geez, do I ever feel stupid? You really did have a Star Destroyer.
I don't think you even...
Yeah, I feel real dumb because I didn't believe your lack of evidence Star Destroyer.
And he has a Snuffleupagus.
And I have a Snuffleupagus. I do? What's his name?
Snuffleupagus.
What are... Is this like a... What if you have more than one of them? Do you have Snuffleupagi?
Yeah, there's
maybe
only
there's one.
There's one
Snuffleupagus.
There could be only one.
Or a whole murder of Snuffleupaguses. They're like crows.
I think they're called a Snuffles.
A murder of Snuffleupagus.
A murder of them.
I think that's...
I am Kennedy of Snuffleupagi, and this is my katana. Shink! Wow, you are so going into the white van. Sure you are. Nice Snuffleupagi. Get the net. You know.
But this jacket looks so much better on you.
What are you doing here? Well, you know, I'm outside the abortion clinic again, and I'm still trying to think about what I'm going to do about all these fucking protesters. What are you doing? I'm riding my Snuffleupagus down the street. Well, can you get full barding for a Snuffleupagus? Can you get, like, that Indian, you know, fucking armor for a Snuffleupagus? Can you get that
shit? You know, like, the horses, the car's strong carriage with the poop catcher? You gotta get big fucking poop catcher.
What is up with that? You know what I want to understand? People walk their dogs, they have to scoop up their poop. People who ride horses, they don't pick up their own shit.
The homeless, question here. The homeless. If you can't see Snuffleupagus, can you see Snuffleupagus shit? Think of the possibilities here.
You're like, okay, wait, smell something in my car. It's really heavy.
Snuffleupagus, and you can't see Snuffleupagus shit. Do you step in it?
Do you smell it?
Bird walk around going, what the fuck? What did you step in?
It's not distorting.
What is that smell?
It's your headphones. I'm not distorting in here, baby. This is crystal clear, bitch.
It's true. You have to pick up after your dog, and if you got the horse, you got to have the poop catcher. But those homeless fucks in the park next to my house,
no.
Shit in our bushes.
Wait.
They don't pick it up.
Let's rewind a little bit
here.
They
don't scoop it.
Maybe they pick up their fucking shit in Vancouver. The horses do, okay? But they sure as fuck don't do it in the rural areas.
Nope.
There's horse shit everywhere.
Yeah, but horse shit isn't like people and dog shit. It's not like...
After the apocalypse, you can use it for fuel.
What's that?
After the apocalypse, you can use it for fuel.
After the apocalypse, I'd use you for fuel, okay?
Only if you could catch me.
Where would you go? I'd hide in Sears.
She'd hide in Vancouver.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
What are you doing? I'm a destroy.com girl. I would make the world's best fucking supervillain. I'm probably not that far up. Drexel could be my...
All you are is a monocle and a cat away from being a supervillain, Sean.
I think I need the two-headed robots.
I'm not a supervillain. I'm a James Bond villain, remember?
What's the difference?
But before I kill you, Mr. Super Bond...
Supervillains have superpowers or control over people with superpowers.
Does that make you a supervillain?
No, James Bond villain has lots and lots of money.
Did Dr. Doom have superpowers?
Yes.
What did he do?
Yeah, he had a power suit.
Got a metal mask. That's not superpowers.
And
he
had magic.
Yeah, that counts if you have technological equipment that gives you effective superpowers. It's the same as superpowers. Well, yeah, baby.
Any technology indistinguishable from magic.
What do you think? Does Dr. Doom have superpowers?
Does he have superpowers?
Dr. Doom.
No.
Okay. What do you know?
Who are we talking to?
Gargoyle Zebulon.
You have a shitty phone.
You have a shitty phone, Gargoyle Zebulon. How you doing?
It's all your fault.
Quickly move.
Okay. You quickly move. All right, so what's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just want to call in and say it was great.
Okay.
Are you guys ever going to come back?
Maybe. No. Maybe. No.
Maybe. No.
Maybe.
Well, there's probably going to be different shows. I mean, that's the big question, right? Everybody wants to know.
When come back? When?
When's it going to come back? Is there going to be other shows? I've heard people talking about starting up other shows. I've heard people talking about different channels and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, if you want to start up a show, if you think you're good enough,
can we do it at your house?
Send me an MP3.
If no, you think can't you're good do it enough, at my maybe house. Maybe we will too.
You can't do
and
it at
maybe
my house.
We won't.
And you can't send MP3s for me to play at a certain time. You have to do it from your house.
And you have to show up.
You have to show up.
Or we fire you, bitch.
Send me a half-hour MP3, upload it to the FTP site, and I'll take a listen.
There
See
you go.
See if you're good enough.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Anybody
What the hell?
What the hell? Thanks for phoning. Thanks for listening. He had a really shitty phone.
He did have a very shitty phone.
Yeah, we'll put it on.
He was on speakerphone through a tin can.
And if you want some more input on that, you can contact me at SeanKidsCult.org. And we'll talk about it as well.
Phone guy?
Now, what are we talking about?
We're talking about
fucking homeless people shitting in your bushes outside your park. Now, where do you live?
Yo! You're on the What the Hell Show!
Hey, it's Nomad Katana.
Hey, Nomad Katana.
How can you kill What the Hell?
Easily. We just don't come here next Sunday.
It takes a lot of effort, man.
Who else is Lieutenant Major Zombie get a call up while totally stoned?
You. What's your phone number?
That was quick.
That was quick. I'm very impressed with how quick that fucking was. Nomad Katana, come on. I mean, seriously. Do you think you could come up with a show and do something?
Good point. Never mind.
Okay.
It's Thank very you. Trying.
Thank you. Say what
very,
the hell.
Very
what
draining.
The hell?
I have this much life force left. I don't want to use it on the last show.
You know that?
Needs food.
Hey, you're on What the Hell.
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto.
I've been trying to call in for like 25 minutes.
My God, the nerve of us all talking and all.
You're not gonna cry, are you?
Blame Drexel. He's the one looking at the lights.
Probably gonna cry.
I'm the one not looking at the lights.
Hmm? So what's going on?
I don't know. I got a car.
You got a car? What kind of car?
88 Ford Escort.
Right on. Are you gonna put a blower in it and put nitrous on it and cut the roof off? Make it like a road warrior vehicle?
No, I'm gonna put a generator on top and get satellite internet in my car and live in it.
Okay, that's almost the same thing.
All right.
You realize you can't be moving while you get satellite internet.
I think you should change your name to Lord Humongous and find some weird bisexual person with a mohawk and have him drive around with you with some bitch that he
finds. The wasteland.
Hopefully some kind of Republican. if you don't know any, you can call up the ringleader. I think he has some good Republicans.
Yeah.
He's probably not listening right now, but if he is, oh well.
I just don't really want to think about the ringleader being that bitch. That's all.
No, the ringleader would never be anybody's bitch.
So tell us what Rant Radio, what the hell has done for you? How has it changed your life?
Well, it kind of... Well, I don't know.
Come on,
it gave you something to do Sunday night.
Well,
that's
it's
the
not just that. I mean, like, when I first found What the Hell, I was, like, looking through winamp.com looking for something to listen to, and it was the only thing that didn't suck my asshole.
Suck his asshole.
So you immediately
I praise for What the Hell.
That's so you immediately friend. Switched looking for something to tongue your ass ring. Is that it?
Tonguemysphincter.com.
And then that was during the 26-hour marathon. Otherwise,
are you serious? You tuned in for that shit?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I still have scars from that episode.
Somebody actually came in, listened to the marathon, and said, "Hey, this
times.
Is good. I'll listen to more."
That's brutal.
That's baffling.
All right, man. Say what the hell. We got a lot of calls, culture.
All right, what the hell?
Yo.
Yo.
This is What the Hell, y'all, for the last time.
And who's this?
It's Vampire This Morning.
Vampire This Morning?
Yeah.
That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Holy fuck, it's Vampire Morning. Nice sunrise, isn't it? Yeah, wait a minute, I'm feeling hot. Holy fuck!
Oh, my gosh!
Ah, that happened again! It's Freddy Krueger the Vampire. What happens? I have this urge to get a tan. I dance on the fine line between life, death, and extreme sports. So what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, actually. I heard that this was the last What the Hell show, and I figured, you know, I haven't been in cult for very long, and I haven't known about What the Hell for very long, but, you know, I wish you guys wouldn't end it because you kick ass and everything.
Well, it's not, okay, I gotta understand, it's not like...
Everything's not over.
It's not like that fucking 9:55, we're all drinking fucking Kool-Aid, putting a purple blanket on us and wearing the Nikes, okay?
We're still here.
Nobody's going to hell, Bob, all right?
I have my change.
No Heaven's Gate transfer protocol happening, all right? It's all good.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they're still living. You can still ICQ us, email us.
Do you know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen.
Shit.
It's kind of like when a really good band breaks up and you're like, fuck, man. Fuck.
They have good songs.
KMFDM broke up. And then there's like 15 splinter bands.
It'll be called The Hell What.
The Hell What and What the Fuck what? And The Fuck Show. And Sean K, you know, is a dank show. And
Oranges
and,
are good.
And
are good.
You know, munchies are good. And Gremlin's smoking too much fat crack through a snuffleupagus bong. And there'll be like a ton of shows. And
The Monkey Feces Show.
The Happy Luddite Show on the internet, which is a living moron. And then it'll be just... You know, awesome. So don't fucking peek. It's not like you're never going to hear our cheerful little voices bellowing into these microphones again. You will hear something. I want to put something together myself.
And sometimes late at night, at 3 in the morning, when I'm depressed, you might hear me.
Yes.
All
and
right,
he'll go straight for the pump up the volume motif. Hi, this is Sumerian. It's really late.
I put on some Leonard Cohen.
I can't sleep.
I felt like jerking off, but I didn't want to get off.
I'm tired of jerking off. I'm totally smashed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going, baby.
That's true. There's nothing worse. You've jerked off 5 times. You still feel kind of empty inside.
You don't know what
else. And now you're spent. You can't fucking crank anymore. And you're like, God damn it.
What am I going to do now?
And it's what are you doing? Masturbation's lost its thrill. I'm fucking crazy. I mean, really, you know? Oh, my God. How old are you, Vampire, this morning? This could be a felony.
I am 16.
16.
Oh, my God. Where do you live?
I think we're okay.
I live in Abbotsford.
You live in Abbotsford?
Oh, my God. It's Canada.
Okay, okay. Do you leave your bathroom window unlocked?
What's the address?
All right. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, this is Ronan Atomic.
Ronan Atomic?
Yes.
Ronan Atomic.
Are you sad?
Yeah.
Are you upset?
Yeah.
Do you want to kill someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, put down and pass the ammunition.
Pass the ammo.
The man okay, do you have something you want to say or what?
I was wondering when the best of What the Hell 2 is coming out.
It's not something that we make.
No.
So I don't know. Who's making that?
No, I heard about it in the channel, and I was just wondering.
Okay, well, there's a question for the channel.
Who's making it? Please post it in the channel. I know there's a website for the Best of What the Hell Volume 1. If you scroll back in the news on Rant Radio site,
yeah,
it'll be there.
All right.
But I don't think the Best of What the Hell 2 is there, but you'll know who's doing it.
All right.
So.
And I was also wondering how many of you are coming to the meet in Vancouver.
What weekend is that?
I don't eat meat.
It's on the chat.
It's on the page.
It's on the
page. If it's
page.
Earlier in the day, like if he starts at like noon or whatever, I'll be able to get out there. But I've got commitments on Saturday evenings.
All right.
But if it's on a Sunday, like if it's a Saturday-Sunday thing, then I might be able to swing by that Sunday night, which would be pretty cool.
All right.
And, well, nobody else matters.
Okay.
No one else matters.
No, and a lot of other people are down here and stuff like that. So whoever is going, I mean, I'll probably give a ride to whoever wants to go.
All right.
And up to 4 people. And
the Sean bus.
It's the Sean bus.
It's the magic bus.
It's my magic. Oh, and who fucked a chicken behind the Mr. Mulberry bush? But anyway, no, seriously, we'll try to get down there as quick as we can.
All right.
Okay, so say what the hell.
What the hell.
Oh, my God, another phone call. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shard Yet Solid.
Shard Yet Solid, where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from just south of Seattle.
Hi, just
I've
south of...
I've been listening for only a few weeks.
Okay.
And I've really enjoyed your show.
Okay.
And... the reason that I've enjoyed it most is because it's proven that there are still people out there that care. And okay. I know I'm probably going to hear you again on another show, but good luck with moving on into that. And what the hell?
We don't care. What
wow,
you
that, was, that, was, that was really cool.
That was good.
That was very cool.
Right. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, good phone.
Who's this?
This is Test Subject.
Test Subject. Vampire Test Subject. How you doing?
All right, I just thought I'd call the last time. I'm gonna miss you guys.
We're not going anywhere.
No, I know. I'm over exaggerating just because it's dramatic. Okay,
yeah.
No.
No crying on the phone.
Okay, I won't.
Well, look at it this way. You'll
at least
have
to cry on the phone. Sounds sincere.
Hey, it's better anyway. Yes, since this is the last show, I wanted to talk to lots of people are listening right now.
Yeah,
I want to talk about a little project that I'm working on.
Sure.
I know I've talked to Sean about this.
Blatant plug.
I gave it a name. It's going to be called Project Fear.
Okay.
This is the day. It's going to take place May 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's a weekend. And I want all the goths out there. I want all the goths to dress up hardcore. I want them to go so fucking hardcore that even Death himself will be screaming in terror at the sight of them. I want all the punks to spike up, go all out, any other counterculture people to dress up anything that's different than the social norms. And then I want them to go to a source like JCPenney's, The Gap, Old Navy, any stores that are totally conservative, and just go around, shop, you know, whatnot, talk to clerks, talk to customers, stuff like that. Just don't do anything that'll get you arrested.
Yeah, don't go there when I'm shopping, so I'll be pissed off.
Why?
Don't go into any Gaps. That's where she goes.
I like
all the
to
time,
enjoy
so.
The Gap free of freight. So
I'm sorry, but the Gap is bad.
Don't they have a guarantee? Don't they have a guarantee about that? It's right above their doors. No freaks allowed.
You attack me on the air, and then you say the Gap is good. You are so on your own. I can only protect you so far.
The Gap.
I will get the wood. You get the nails.
Yeah.
Must be this trendy to enter.
But if anyone wants any.
more information in. Yeah. I'm usually going to be in, you know, IRC, except for this week. I don't have the internet in my dorm room, sadly to say. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be convulsing on the floor, not knowing what to do without the net, but...
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Convulse on the floor.
But, yeah, just anyone, you know, just email me at skuzzle, S-K-U-Z-E-L, at USA.net.
Excellent.
Very simple. Just get no any more information and stuff like that. Zazzer's just standing here staring at me now. I'm getting really scared, so I better get off the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yep.
Okay. What the hell?
Everyone, phone call.
Okay. Oh, for people that missed the What the Hell show, there's 2 years of archives up there.
Yeah, so
we calculated how long?
About 2.5 months listening 8 hours a day, and you'll be able to get through the entire archive. So provided you loop that, you should be fine.
Yeah, because you'll forget by the time you get to the end of the 2.5 months.
Or you just put it every Sunday. That's 2.5 years.
There you go. Play it every Sunday.
In syndication. We'll be in syndication.
You bet. It's just like bad.
Bitch, where's my residual checks?
they go with the same checks
we'll give
we're
you,
getting.
What,
I'll send them
2%?
On.
2%? That gets 2%? Of
yes,
our profits?
You get 2% of the profits, you owe me money, bitch.
Shit.
Don't worry, it's only about
that's
10
about
bucks.
It. I think we should
be a shareholder.
So, .com girl.
Yeah, you could be a shareholder, too.
I think the .com girl and I should have a show together.
Yeah,
I just like
to
talk every now and then.
Pick a time and send
I
me in
a...
I
rhythm. I like to talk every 20 minutes or so. Then it's my turn to talk.
That's fine.
Minutes.
Is this the rhythm
method? And then I'm off, and then I'm off for
the
20
rhythm
minutes,
method.
And then
heard,
I'm on for 2 minutes.
I heard it doesn't work too well.
No. Hang on. No. I think we should do this. I think we should follow this.
20 minutes of you, 2 minutes of Sam.
That's the usual amount.
I'm trying to regulate Sean Kennedy's mouth.
Excuse me. Oh,
that'll be a
hold.
That'll be a
no.
Are you saying I'm not sane?
You're on a show with him. Figure it out.
Are you saying I'm not?
You're here of your own free will, and you ask that question.
Whoa.
Okay, now wait a sec. No, I'm serious. I think that .com girl and I should have a
the
show.
Is tofu kicking in yet, Sean?
Yeah, woo!
Only my weapons understand me.
Okay, no, but seriously, like, wouldn't it be just cool? Because that way you could have, like, the really artistic view of, you know, the world.
Can I be in another room?
She can vent about all the stuff she can't say on CBC.
Be in another room. Yeah, a little fucking white padded one.
Yeah.
Where they serve you tofu and shit.
On a swing.
I wonder why.
On a swing.
I want to swing.
Or slip your food in a plastic pan.
Why are people naming body parts in the IRC?
What?
I don't know why people are naming body parts in the IRC.
Who gives
naming
a fuck?
Body parts. They do crazy things in the IRC.
The IRC.
Echo will kick out anybody who's being an idiot, so.
Echo.
I saw somebody screaming seminiferous tubules a minute ago. And
yeah, what does that mean?
They're
on,
tubules, they carry semen, you do the math.
They're tubules that carry semen?
Yes.
Is this like an
actually, I think you
what?
Have to do the math, you're the only one with the training.
Semen.
Yeah, it's semen, you know, translate like boson and shit?
Oh, God.
Boson and shit. New on What the Hell.
Boson and shit.
It's the story of 5 sailors trapped in a life raft who have to eat their own feces.
Hey, that's
shit.
New real-life television thing
yes,
for Fox.
That's
that
great.
Is, though. It is. I think we should. You know, speaking of which, let's talk about that for a minute. You
what?
Know, on Fox, they had this fucking
boot
show.
Camp.
No. They did this thing. This
that.
Is fucking brutal. They did this show where they took, like, convicts who are convicted of high-speed pursuit, like, crimes. Like, they were joyriding crimes. They were, and they lifted off their rap sheet like it was a fucking resume. And he was arrested for this after a 400-mile high-speed chase, blah, 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 blah. Okay? And then they went and they had 8 cops who were all highly trained high-speed pursuit officers. And then they closed off a huge section of streets, and they told the cons that there's $50,000, okay, plus $25,000 for every cop car they could incapacitate. This was on Fox. And
what?
Then, yes, I swear to God. And they closed the streets. It was
like
everybody signed
you have
it.
The videotape?
No. Ringleader
saw it. Why would you not record that?
No, real
life.
Like
yeah. It was a Russian show, wasn't it?
No. I'm not too sure. Ringleader was the one who told me about it.
Okay.
So
I see.
I can't see them closing off parts of the city.
No. They weren't. No, it was like a course they had.
Oh. Okay.
And this kind of a thing. It wasn't like they shut down.
Sign
the
this waiver.
Yeah, huge waivers, and it was like
road racing.
Who could do it? Right.
Did he say it was good? Did he see it or just heard about it?
No, he saw it.
Oh, okay.
He
so
saw
it's not
it.
An urban myth.
Yeah. So. It's like, it's just brutal, and I'm like, holy fuck! Like, what's next? Are they gonna take people from the pits with sticks? like, you know, sharpen sticks.
Hey, you're a convict who's been found guilty of doing like high speed chases that like threaten people's lives. Hey, let's put you in a contest so we can give you $25,000.
What they do with hackers?
You know what?
Hey, you're a hacker. I'll pay you for being a hacker.
You
now,
know what they should right? do? They should not do it to convicts. They should take like yuppie. Fucking weirdos.
Get in your SUV. We're
welcome.
Have a smash up
we'll have like an artistic fuck, like Simon the Swishy Faggot, and we'll have like, you know, some cat's eye wearing artistic person, and we'll put him in a.
Excuse me. But if there are points for style, Simon the Swishy Faggot would kick ass.
I'm all for Simon the Swishy Faggot. I'm all for
him. I'm not letting you touch my mic anymore.
Simon the Swishy Faggot is a rocking guy.
Dirty girl.
Gay people, gay men are the best partiers on the planet. The gay culture runs
and they
on three things.
Give the best head, right?
I wouldn't know, but you know, I've smoked enough pole in my day to tell you that I'm pretty good. But anyway,
he's a gimp.
Ricky,
don't do that anymore. And they always lie. They say
time.
They won't, but they forever come in your mouth. What the hell? Anyway, no, but seriously though, you get that? You'll have like some yuppie artistic person and another yuppie artistic person to have them fight. That would be entertaining. Oh, you bitch! And you like have like real weapons, but they won't.
Here's
have
your
to
cell
use
phone.
Them.
Beat him with it.
And we'll call it like yuppie rage.
You can beat him with anything in this Gap store.
Oh, I challenge.
You're riding somebody with like a scar.
We'll call it Battle Mall. I charge the Gap Destroyer. I'm a Barbie girl. Smack, smack, punch. Oh, fucking be beautiful.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Gladiatory Combat.
I just had this horrible thought, Sean. Somebody could actually try and do that as a crossover title to appeal to the teenage girls.
Oh, God.
It's still like a first-person shooter.
Lots of product placements.
You grab like a pair of pants. You use them as a garrote on the sales girl, you know. Hey, you're getting right into it.
We're doing crossover title of the century.
If you like the
I don't know about a first-person shooter, but that was...
That would sell us porn damn straight. Something else that would sell us porn damn straight is why is there nipples on mannequins?
Because
it gets colder every year in the mall.
Accurately represent a person,
because
and people
real women,
have nipples.
Yes, real but women let their nipples show all the time.
Hey, you know what?
I have an answer for this.
Walk through a mall, nipples, you'll see nipples. Thanks for coming out.
There are nipples on mannequins is they don't want to put out the other large market for mannequins. That's private collectors.
What? What are you talking about?
There's all kinds of crazy fetishes. Just pull. I'm going to show
you
mannequin fetishes.
You know, I was cruising around looking at porn the other night. You know what I found? I found there's a porn site dedicated to real doll. Like real doll porn. So you had like.
Oh, really?
Anyone doesn't know about real doll? Real doll is this porn site where they make like the world's most realistic sex dolls. And it's like $6,000 for a sex doll. I'm like, you could get a bad hooker for like 6 months with $6,000. You know, rather than having a rubber one that you could keep for life. You know, like, seriously, but like, you know, I mean, you could get laid with $6,000. If you can't get laid with $6,000, like this may be what? A couple thousand people around the world who couldn't get laid with $6,000? I mean, really, $6,000?
So talk about the real doll market.
You find other people, like other, like real live people scary. Like they, like, you know, they like talk to you and stuff. Ew! I think that's who they're appealing to there.
What? Is there such, okay, wait a second.
It's for people,
prostitution.
It's for people who are so repulsive that they don't want to have sex with people who would have sex with them.
Yeah, but if you're paying $6,000, there's a lot of people who will go down on you for $6,000. A lot of people will go down
over and over and over.
Yeah, but it's a
one
time only.
Yeah, I'll do it for $6,000.
Give me the money. Do I get $6,000 and a laptop?
I'll see the money up front.
Okay, well, you know, I got fired as a web designer, so I'm out of work in California. But, I mean, no, seriously, like,
kind of reminded me of something I read in the paper this week.
What? How the fuck was a Doctor executive giving head to
you
for $6,000?
You were saying firings. Apparently in Austin, Texas, they have a lot of dot-com companies and that are going tits up.
Because they don't sell product?
Yes, yeah. And so they're...
We're
these
a portal site that's paid by advertising.
These companies
we advertise.
Are hiring the police.
To what?
To manage their firing. I'm not making this shit up. I read in the fucking paper.
Whoa.
I was like, oh my fuck. They come in and they look through the place and go, oh, you know, this paperweight.
In case there's what? Say that again. Say that one more
motherfucking
time. What did you just say? In case there's what? Fired employee rage?
Yes.
Is that a term?
Yes.
Is that like
yes.
an actual term?
Yes. Yes.
Fired employee rage. Fired
FER.
In case the fur starts to fly.
I think the standard operation of most of these companies is that you
is that you they put the computers into lockdown. So you come back from the meeting where they told you you're fired, and
you're fired.
I can't work the computer anymore. Well,
this is why we need the cult time bomb, because that way every day you set it for 3 days,
and then
it fucks the whole system. And if you don't, I come back, it's locked. Oh, I can't push it back for another 2 days.
Sorry.
Fair ball. Whistle while you work. Empty on my desk. I'm going to go home, sit in my house, and pop me some champagne.
The thing is, they go through the place and make sure there's nothing that can be used as a weapon. It's like, oh, this paperweight could be used as a weapon.
What? They fucking nail their chairs down and give them plastic cups
about
for the meeting?
The chairs?
It's exactly. That's
I
what
can use a partition, motherfucker.
Where'd all the cutlery go from the kitchen?
I'm serious. I swear to God, we should like hold a training seminar to teach people how to use anything, like a fucking paper clip, a pencil.
Office weapon.
Weapons. You take a printer cable, that is nunchuck.
Yeah.
You know about a printer cable? Start going soft form with a printer cable, a good 6 fun, you'd be like Jet Li all going around, choking people out. Oh, God! Fuck you!
What's your job, Sim? What's your job at work?
What's your job at work? You're not the boss of me.
I don't work.
You prevent bad stuff from happening.
No. Yeah, okay.
We can't talk about Sim's work. We cannot talk about Sim's work. But, okay, we can talk about my job. What's my job?
You never get out of the CIA.
Blowing up realtors' houses?
That's not my job. This is a perk. I do that shit for free. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
That shit's fun.
I mean, fuck, I could busk by shooting realtors in the face on the street and make a killing. I'd be like, all right, what do we got next? We got, yes, it's Suzanne Powder. All right. You know, I don't know. That's actually a real person, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let's try Donna Lewis. I can't think of a real name. That's not a fake name.
Like, Suzanne Powder, is that woman who, like, walks in a
stop the insanity.
That's the power of lesbian on crack. That's right,
yes.
Folks.
I've been fed heroin, gunpowder, and smack
for last week.
Yeah, she's fucking
amazing.
Cool.
What you can do with a little methamphetamine.
Yeah, it's like
stop the insanity.
Didn't she admit to be having a drug problem or something just recently?
Yeah, but that book didn't sell.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm not kidding. She has a book called like Staying Sober, and like it hasn't sold, so I haven't heard a lot from Susan.
I swear, some of these people go get a drug dependency just in case their careers fail.
They want to sell
so
a
they
book.
Can sell a book after.
They want to sell a book, and they should get Suzanne Powder and Grace Jones doing a dice photography. Fuck, that would
suck. Matthew Perry. Oh, the ratings are down. Matthew Perry, it's your turn.
Yep. Who's up next?
It's the Jones and Powder Tongue and Groove Special. Power Flex. That'd be bad. And
I'd like to thank you. I think any interest I ever had in lesbian porn just disappeared with that image.
Lesbian porn, I've never understood lesbian porn. Never understood it.
Like, yeah, where do we fit in?
These two chicks
don't. Do you want to see guys? Do you like looking at guys' dicks? I don't. Two girls, great. Done.
I think that's the thing. It's sort of like, you know, if you like one piece of chocolate, you like two pieces of chocolate.
Right.
Classic, you know?
And if you like one piece of chocolate sitting there all naked out of the wrapper,
the more chocolate, the
you'll
better.
You like two, you know, licking each other's little cracked chocolate.
I want to see it.
No. Here's one piece of chocolate you can have. Here's two pieces of chocolate enjoying each other, and you still can't have any.
Absolutely. It's like...
You can't have anything you see in porn anyway.
I'm going to do lesbian fucking porn on the internet right now with Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Ew.
Those are two holes. They don't go together, Sean.
You need a microphone. Give him a microphone. Hold the microphone up to him.
Oh, you're so dirty.
Dirty boy.
Dirty, dirty man.
Well, there goes any...
It's the same fucking idea. They're both fucking like hell, but there's nothing going in, you know? I mean, what's the plan?
You know, Sean, the thing is,
I really like Dr. Pepper.
Can I point something out?
But it's not turning me on.
If
you want
to
a better example, go get two hot chicks and have them do
that. Lesbian women actually do, just like slash fix are probably wildly different from anything that gay men actually do. There's a big difference.
I'm sure that when women are home alone in their house, they put on lingerie and play with themselves.
I'd like to thank Sean for clearing this up.
If I had a set of tits and a beaver, fucking A, man. My fingers would be the strongest muscle in my body. I'd be like, whirr. I could do that shit with the shot glass and open them up and they'd shatter. Fuck yeah. I'd be amazing.
Well, the professor understands.
What are you doing? Molding my ball of wax. Got the stress ball. You bet. I'm a happy motherfucker.
I still like it.
I have an issue with the label lesbian porn because it's not lesbian porn because the women are always
they're heterosexual.
See, that's even better.
They're really, really, really horny, and there are no men around, so they're, like, you know, forced to get it on with each other.
Well, that's bullshit! I could be horny as fuck! I was a 14-year-old teenage boy, and I'm sitting there with five other nerds going, man, I'm so fucking horny, I could die! But at no point did we go, you know, after we finish this level and I get my experience, can I fuck you up the ass? It would never happen! Never happen! Okay?
This is very, very true.
How do you know? You never asked.
However, we did get a...
They're all too scared to ask.
Anybody
that's
ever do
the
that
problem.
Creative role playing? You know, when you're sexually touching your 14 and you're like, okay, and then what does the princess do? She's...
Aww.
She's... Anybody ever do that?
Flashback.
I did that. I did that.
Flashback.
It's the shameful truth. The nerds are like, oh, God, Chad, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. We didn't do that. No, we knew guys who did that shit.
Non-disclosure.
Remember that.
Non-disclosure act.
Oh, you're such a fucking liar.
Me?
Yes.
No way, man. It was always my mech's bigger than your mech.
And then my mech guy takes half inch armor. You're such a fucking liar. Yeah, and you don't jerk off either, do you? No.
Notice the size of my right arm. Notice the size of my left arm. Discrepancy. Yes, I do.
I'm sorry. No, it's true. It's so true, man. Back in the 80s when there was no Nintendo, when there was...
Somebody's cell phone is interfering.
When it was a...
Please turn it off.
It's not bugging me.
I know it's not bugging you. It's bugging the people on the internet.
I don't have a cell phone with me.
I don't have a cell phone.
Don't have a cell phone.
Who has a cell phone?
I have no
phone. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, right, that's my car. Anyway, but seriously, when you're 14, there's no Nintendo, you can't download porn, right? And the only porn mags you can find is a shit that some asshole threw out the side of the road, and you find it tucked
in
the porn stash
ditch.
Under the fucking bridge. You go up under the underpass because you know somebody else went and stashed
some homeless
porn
guy, yeah.
Up under the underpass, right? You got the porn.
Wow.
Hey, Red 5, shut up. You got the porn
on
your underpass porn, so you're searching around going, I wonder if somebody left a porn cache here. Right on. And then you deeply respect whoever left that porn cache.
You heard the show and you couldn't wait to get here. You're like, it's so exciting.
And they're always wet. You can never fucking finish it, right? And then you're like, oh, okay, but you can't jerk off because you're outside and you're 14. So there is nowhere to go and jerk off. I mean, you can sit in the bathroom trying to fantasize, but that's no good. So what was left? You had to sit there with your friends playing Dungeons and Dragons going, and then what did the princess do?
Don't know.
Does she want to do a golden shower?
Oh,
absolutely. That's what
happened. Monster.
That's what
wow.
happened.
Wow, Dungeons and Dragons with you was radically different.
Yeah, I don't remember these sessions.
Oh, yeah, sure you don't. I'm the only fucking weirdo here. Don't mind me. Yeah.
That's right, Sean. That's right. You point the finger at us, it'll make you feel better. We respect you, even though you're a freak.
Next thing you're going to be telling me, you never fucked your cat. Everybody knows that they fucked their cat, okay? Come on. You're a little desperate. The cat's sleeping on the bed.
I never had a cat.
It's purring.
It never lasted long. No cats.
That's why I don't like cats.
Too much information from Sean Knight.
That's why goldfish don't need therapy, because they can only remember things for 3 seconds.
Perhaps this is where the term pussy comes from.
Phone call.
Perhaps.
All right. Hello?
A new freer.
Hello?
Hey, it's Simplex. What's up?
Hey, Simplex.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I can barely hear you guys.
Yeah, get over it.
Hey, what do you mean, get over it?
Oh, you heard that, did you? Simplex is a fuck.
Hey!
Hey, you heard that. Good enough. Speak.
I'd like to start the Sean Kennedy is a dink show. I think I like the idea of that whole concept.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you start it, and we'll...
Sean will finish it.
I'll come on and claim what a raving asshole I am.
No, come on, Sean. You know I respect you.
No, you don't. You don't respect me. No one respects me. They
you just want me to bend over and take it in the ass, but
you don't ever call me. You never called me. You
all
just
right,
go
the truth
out
is, Sean, there's
me.
Somebody else, okay?
Okay, okay. So what's going on other than that in your world?
Well, not much. I met with Cerulean and Skidjet.
That's
some creepy guy. Anyway, they came over and kind of chilled with me for a little while. That was kind of cool. I'd like to see some more people like getting together like that as far as cults concerned. So like I like seeing the meets that are going on in Vancouver and everything. I was wondering who I should contact or who would be the best person to get a hold of to try and start, I don't know, some kind of site maybe that kind of lists this kind of information or what kind of downside do you see?
That would be me. Talk to me, SeanK@thecult.org. I'm back doing that sort of stuff. Roto and I were talking about doing that kind of shit. And you're making Sim crazy because we're talking about cult stuff on Rant Radio.
Oh, what's cult?
No. Good cover.
Yes, Rant Radio was a fine outlet for a variety of political what the hell.
Shows, yeah.
You bet. That was awesome. Hello? No, the other button.
No, the other button. Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Gone. Next.
You suck. You suck a lot.
You suck too.
If they're not ringing, please don't press.
All right, so what were we talking about? We went through the Dungeons and Dragons administration of Loft, Demon Queen of Spiders.
You policies. Were talking about that.
Like, everyone's like, no, I don't know. You're a fucking weirdo. And then they're going to be like,
DD Golden Showers, fucking cats. Next.
Next, we have Trout. You're a Trout.
Trope. Do you want to get to the news?
But yeah, let's do news. Are we trying to get to the news?
Yeah, we can get to the news.
7:30, we can get to the news.
Those clocks are wrong. This one, Napster drives judge crazy. Oh. A federal judge is overseeing the case against Napster on Friday, essentially threw up her hands and appealed for help in stopping the exchange of files. Help! For the moment, her ruling guarantees Napster users can continue downloading copyright music at will. Hey, pay attention.
There's
not much left.
It doesn't have a word in common with something that might be copyrighted.
Yeah, it's gone.
It sucks. I mean, you.
So everyone will have to resort to the other 5,000 other programs that work.
I searched for the word all and not
just
no results,
as a note,
okay?
You can still download audiobooks. It's still good. Audiobooks
so
are good.
That I actually considered going to audiobooks EB Sound and buying a CD.
So you can still well, download cool. audiobooks.
Oh, wow, dude. I'm so sorry.
Put your Both audiobooks on Napster so I can get them.
Both and I actually went into a
CD
place the other day.
It's like two people talking.
Why? Because you can't read?
No,
can't read while driving.
That was really witty, Sean.
It was.
Yeah, it's good for when you're driving. And you can't really read all that well when you're driving.
You can't have MP3s in your car, smart guy.
Okay, butt face, whatever.
No, actually, in fact, the reason that was a segue, you missed it.
We have a space just opened up.
Because I just got a brand new, and we can get into a product review.
I didn't actually want to talk about that. I didn't really care. It wasn't interesting to me. I'm sorry, you know, you tried to, you know, get that little teamwork thing going on. Yeah, I'm an individual. That's individual.
We're all individuals.
You know, I'm going to record this and send it to your BSM.
All right.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Huh?
Well,
somebody insulted him.
Somebody said something. Man beater! Life beater, spank that ass!
Oh, crap. Just one second. Let's just mute that.
Web pages with audio? No.
The whole.
Please.
When people do web pages with audio, oh my god,
does.
You're looking very red.
Wifebeaters.com.
Wifebeaters hurts. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that guy is the wife. All right, look at him. Look at him. He's got eyebrows that look like, fuck, I pluck my eyebrows.
Who's the bitch?
He decided what mood he was in when he did his eyebrows. Okay, I'm angry. I'm happy. I'm sad.
So you can get wifebeater t-shirts. And
and women's
you can get
the white beater on them.
You can get the second T-shirt for half price if you send in
your rap sheet saying that you're a convicted wife beater.
Wow, that's really funny. That's really funny shit.
It is, though.
Are they going to put it on the web?
Oh, look,
fuck,
Kid Rock has
funny.
One.
Yes. Fuck, would that be funny? Ha, ha. I slapped my wife around and got a fucking shirt for half price. And somebody met me at the end of my driveway and cut my fucking leg off.
Guess what? Wait.
Woman,
Sean?
What?
They'll have a list.
They're going to have a list? Oh. That's,
right?
That's
don't they
beautiful.
Have one right there? White Beater Hall of Fame?
Why don't we click on the White Beater Hall of Fame?
It's Ike Turner, O.J. Simpson, Mike Tyson, Riddick Bowe, Rick James, and James Brown,
who's
John Wayne Bobbitt,
who's Rick James?
Tommy Lee,
another singer.
Rick James, singer.
Look at that.
Super freak.
He's a Wookiee.
Super freak.
He's a super freak.
Super freak. Did he, beat his wife?
Yes.
All these people are like,
well, that's
publicly
two reasons
convicted.
To beat the living shit out of him. All right. No. You closed it. We didn't see who the other ones were.
I named them all.
No, you didn't.
Rick James, James Brown, John Wayne Bobbitt, Tommy Lee, and Sasha Mitchell. I don't know
who's
who that is.
Did Kid Rock or Tommy Lee beat his wife?
Yeah, Pam.
Yes.
He got the kid crapped out of her.
He kicked the crap out of her. Why?
Police came.
Pretty boy.
How could you admit being? Well, she's got some plastic
how
on her.
Can
probably
you
just
say, no, I'm talking. She's saying that guy's pretty, and I'm saying, yeah, but how can you think someone's pretty that's bad?
That's bad.
I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of bad women who are very pretty.
I don't.
Don't.
The women's version of this is that. Targeted towards lesbians, or is that just...
I don't know.
I remember seeing, I believe it was actually on CBC, a special
about how there's actually a lot of domestic violence among lesbians. There's like the big lesbian and then the little lesbian in a relationship. The big one often takes out her frustrations on the little one.
Isn't that called the top?
Go figure. People of all stripes can be abusive fucks. Go figure.
Yep.
Well, I've seen some bull dykes that scared the shit out of me. Go ahead.
I've seen cats.
I don't suppose it's possible.
Cats do it too.
I don't suppose Catbeater.com. I don't suppose it's possible for a woman to beat her husband.
No.
Yes, it is, actually.
Why don't we say that as the Tales from the Street from tonight, where we have actual live reporting of a guy, of a crazy bitch beating the shit out of her husband?
I had a chiropractor when I lived in Victoria. She was 6'7". And a couple months later, I saw her downtown Vancouver with her husband, who was about 5'3".
Yeah.
So, there's... Yeah.
Yeah. It's climb every mountain.
She has strong thighs. He's got a good tongue. That's how that shit works. All right. Jawbreakers much? Okay.
A tongue and...
Grab my hair. Grab my fucking hair. Okay. So... GunsForKids.com.
GunsForKids.com.
You bet.
That's excellent.
This site is absolutely amazing. This is like one of these people that put up a site and push the envelope as far as they can.
What's the whole point of this?
Is to piss people off.
Okay, well, what
these are not real, of course. You can't actually buy them. Because on here there's the Wehrmacht flamethrower.
Wehrmacht
flamethrower. The M-style grenade launcher. The mil-spec demolition kit, and a lot of other items here. They also put up advertising that they're not supposed to. They're not getting paid for this advertising. And they got a threatening letter from Toys R Us because they have a link from their site to Toys R Us. Other toy sites... Because he's guns for kids.
Toys R Us suddenly started selling like war toys again. Like,
what's wrong with that?
I
object to people that, you know, try and block out war toys. That's the greatest toy children can have.
The thing that gets me is like, I've gone through here many times, and what I always see.
Look how great your turn got.
Look, you know, the scene I've seen when I go to Toys R Us now and go through like the sort of this whole G.I. Joe war toys, toy guns section. It's always like some father who's like, you know, drooling over some G.I. Joe figure, and some little boy who looks like he's bored out of his gourd. Can I see Pokemon? Look at this. It's an SS figurine. He's even got the little like, motorbike. He's like, Daddy? You know, it's like,
you want this, don't you? Well, I'm buying it for you. And he's
pretty
playing
much,
with
it's
them.
Just like...
No. Or you'd look over and find my roommate in that pile.
Yep.
He has... So many figures. It's frightening. It looks like Valley of the Dolls in there. I go in there and
They're action figures.
They're all staring
they're
at me.
Action figures, damn it.
And I can't even get into it.
Dolls are girl things.
He buys so
you notice
many.
He's a lot bigger than you, right?
He buys so many Nazi figs that I'm really, really starting to get frightened.
You know what the best thing is about the Sieg Heil? Is getting the whole Nike swoosh action out of it. You gotta get the Nike kind of shape out of your arm. Just follow with me.
The best part of this site is that Verizon has told them to take off advertising off their page. Unauthorized use of Verizon advertisement. According to, we demand that you immediately remove the advertisement, which contains the logo and blah, blah, blah. I removed the banner ad from Guns for Kids account, announcing that Verizon is now offering long-distance service to Massachusetts. In its place, I added a news alert link that warn people of Verizon now offering long-distance service in Massachusetts. The news alert will link to Verizon's website where concerned internet users can see themselves the details of this alarming development. And it says take it off from any other sites. He doesn't have it on any other sites. And your display of Verizon advertisement constitutes unfair competition. Since Guns for Kids does not provide any telephone service, I wonder if you meant that Verizon was already providing guns to kids in some areas. And perhaps Verizon's prices were higher or its services were worse than ours. So it keeps on going on berating the letter. It's very funny. Take a look. Of course, no. Everyone's like paying attention to a billion other things.
Yes.
So it's great doing the show on my own.
So actually, I have a definitely have the last Loser Cruiser story I want to tell because I embarrassed myself so badly last night.
Are you like wanting to do that right now?
I might as well.
Okay. Let me just play the intro.
So
You should have dinner before you come here. Here's Loser Cruiser.
You hear me now? See you next week.
Hello, boys and girls. Yep. As we leave the show, Uncle Dak will tell you the last of his Loser Cruiser tales, mainly because, like I said, I embarrassed myself so badly.
Did you?
Yes.
You got beat up.
No, I didn't get beaten up. Actually, I get on the SkyTrain because it is still running. It's the only part of transit that's running.
Uh-huh.
And I hear after a bit, holy fuck, that guy's going crazy over there. And I kind of take a look. It's not in the car that I'm in. It's in the car after us. And these two kids are standing in there, and they're looking over, and I'm like kind of trying to figure out what's going on here. And I don't know exactly, other than I can see what appears to be a street person. We're talking beard, half a dozen overcoats, you know, toque. And I can tell he is yelling loud enough that I can hear him over the moving train.
Whoa.
I can't understand what he's saying, but I can make out some sort of yelling coming from that direction. So I figure, okay. I'm just about to get up and go take a look when all of a sudden the kid who brought him to my attention in the first place says, holy fuck, he just kicked that guy. So I get up, I walk over, I can see the guy. He is like standing in front of these two, about maybe 14, 15-year-old kids.
Yeah.
He's screaming at the top of his lungs. They're like kind of like backing up, trying to like, obviously do not want to avoid confrontation.
There's no reasoning with a crazy person.
So I said, did he actually kick them? And the kid said, yeah, he just kicked that kid. And I went, okay. I hit the yellow emergency strip, and the kid went, why'd you do that? And I was like, wait for it. Train comes to a stop. Train gets to its stop. I get out. I go into the car. Everybody is leaving.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Guy is down now at the end screaming now. There's only about five people left on the car. There's the train. Great. There's two teenage girls who are arguing with this guy. There's one elderly man sitting on the long bench, and there's another person standing up by the front. So I'm like, sir, can I get you to calm down? Turns around, oh, you're going to fucking mess with me too. I'm like, sir, nobody's messing with you. Just why don't you calm down here? And he starts going off, and I'm trying to just calm him down just by saying, look, just calm down. Nobody's starting anything with you. Let's just leave it at this. And he says, fuck you. I'll kick your ass. I'll kick everybody's ass. And I'm like, ah, those are the magic words. And he starts coming towards me. Now I'm figuring, here we go. Let's get ready for it.
Ready to rumble.
Do you remember the old man that I said that was sitting on the long benches in the middle of the train? I mentioned it was like one of the people left on there.
No.
He puts his foot out, and the guy trips on it and goes right down onto his face.
Okay.
Yep, an old man tripped him, so I figure, okay, at least I can put this guy down and keep him there.
Yeah.
Well, it is time for your Uncle Dak to lose weight. I tripped.
You tripped too.
I fell on top of him.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Now, the first thing I noticed when I fell on top of him is, well, the smell of booze and urine. Fortunately...
Is that day-old smell urine?
Yeah, well, that and the fact that nothing was damp that I touched.
Was it your urine or his?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his, because it wasn't mine.
He knows the smell of his own urine. That might
now,
be off.
Just checking.
Now, I'd like you to ask you, now, what happens when somebody who's been drinking quite a bit, who's very upset, who's been, like, kind of running around, has about 300 pounds fall on top of him?
Breaks.
More fortunately, I managed to get my boots out of the way.
That would have been like Aliens grade. You know, like, through the floor of the train.
Oh,
Sky Train.
Have no idea the smell.
Oh, .com girl is trying to get back in. She's calling.
Oh, well,
so
he has the phone.
As
okay, we're coming.
So.
Six.
The Bluecoats finally get on the train. They pick the guy up. They take him away. They take my name. They take my phone number. They get somebody in there to clean the train up.
Oh. It's that good.
I was about car 733.
I was about 15 minutes late getting to get picked up for my ride. The people who were picking me up weren't very happy, though they were amused when I told them why.
Yes.
And that's it, boys and girls. Your Uncle Dak needs to, like, retire for a while because I tripped trying to just sit on somebody.
And you fell on them.
It was effective.
Oh, yeah, it was effective. Yeah, I...
Nothing quite like squeezing a person and making them a tube of toothpaste. That's great.
Your mic's off.
What exactly kind of sounds that guy make when you landed on him?
Well, he went,
other than,
I didn't hear oof. All I did is I fell on top of him, and then I heard,
it was probably more like a, kind of like a dense, wet bag of wet mice.
Yeah, it was a wet, meaty thunk, you know, it was like... Yeah, but if I'm at the point now where I cannot actually grab somebody without tripping, it's time to, like, retire, go back into training.
We are having an immature fight
between Sim and Drex.
I think it's a courting ritual.
It won't be long before the prayer meeting.
Enchanted evening.
And Sim and Drex are locked into some preternatural courtship ritual.
There we are. Bang in your mic, bastard. This guy in British Columbia here.
Oh, my God.
This is an absolutely amazing story.
Okay.
What? He's a multi-millionaire.
Oh. Wait, I want to hear this.
$21 million in property. Alone.
Okay.
What happened is that his neighbor was looking over his fence one day and saw a large number of blue boxes in his yard.
No, it's a cop.
Or is it a cop saw it? Okay, whatever. Everyone can read their own story.
Anyway.
Read the story.
Blue boxes. And, are these like the recycling boxes?
Yes, the recycling boxes.
Okay.
So the police somehow are able to get a search warrant or whatever and break into this place. This guy has... everything of his neighbors that wasn't nailed
for
down.
For years, this guy has been stealing everything from his neighbors.
Father
like
and son team.
50 fucking welcome mats from, like, this one guy,
roses,
his neighbors.
Lawn chairs.
Furniture, like deck furniture.
He has lots of stuff. He doesn't just want stuff. He wants their stuff.
Can you say bored? Like, too rich?
Isn't that great?
I smell a movie
funny.
Coming on.
It's pretty
the return
funny,
of the Maltese.
I have 300 pink flamingos.
It's oh, like, yeah, it's like he was in a frat, you know, a fraternity and never grew out of it. And
you're peaking. You're going into the red.
Fuck
you're not
off,
supposed
bitch.
To go into the red.
I want to be as loud as everyone else.
You are.
Trust me, Drex, you're much louder than the rest of us.
How would you know? You're not even wearing headphones here.
I can't. You blow out my ears and my headphones just from you speaking one week.
Right. There's this plant that was mislabeled.
Yes, this one.
Passed around, I don't know, by the Canadian Food Inspections Agency noticed this. What it said on the plant, on the little label, says, tasty in soups.
It's monk shod.
It was not tasty
monk's
in soups. It was death in soups.
Out of monk's wood, yeah.
It's, you cannot eat this plant.
It's poisonous.
Very, very poisonous.
It's wolf's bane, Sean.
Oh, well, that's like the top five of like shit to eat to
it remains poisonous even after it's cooked. Eating the plant could cause a regular heartbeat or direct paralysis of the heart, leading to death.
But yeah, as opposed to direct paralysis of the heart leading to, like, spasmatic reruns of
hey, look, you don't need a heart to live, okay? It just helps pump the blood.
Get everything else
blood to be pumped. You don't need your heart.
Politicians.
Most people, they have to rely on their heart to pump the blood, though.
Not me. I died 5 years ago. I drink more Jolt. That way my body just twitches and moves the blood around. Icky Pop.
Just keep running. The rhythmic motions of running
will keep it going through.
Speaking of running, I'm having a dilemma.
You?
I am.
About running?
Running for office!
No.
Oh, darn.
No. Now, I'm thinking about, because I'm trying to think of the ways to lose weight. I tried the gym thing, didn't work. Too much effort.
Running's bad.
Yeah, no, but it's a lot of effort, and you're lifting shit, you leave, and you haven't done anything.
If you value your knees, don't
I pick
run.
It up, and I put it back down again. I pick it up, and I put it back down again. It's kind of pointless.
Mountain biking
is something.
Mountain biking
is very
good.
However, mountain bikes are fucking expensive.
Not if you don't break them.
It's worth it. You
Yeah, but
need a microphone.
I don't have the cash. It's not like I have the cash and
save
I
save all the money over the next few years that you would have spent.
Yeah, next
going
few years. Sorry, instant gratification, not fast enough.
Need it now. Steal a bike.
Now. So
get your legions of many to buy you a bike.
Yeah. Oh,
everyone send me one part of a bike.
Yeah. They all send you like
they
a brake pad.
They all send me like the caps that they put on the fucking air thing.
Fast Sean, it's for you.
No. So what I was thinking is I'm considering, okay, that's one thing. However, there's also the cool factor, because no one wants to buy exercise equipment. No one wants to do that.
Aquarobics.
So I was looking around on eBay.
That's a big pool.
And I found
Sean and leg warmers.
Don't need it in the pool.
I was looking around.
And two. Don't step on that.
I was looking around on eBay, and I found a Miyamoto Musashi katana made by Paul Chen.
You're going to slice off fat.
Which is very cool. No, that's just got nothing to do with fat.
Yours is okay.
Now, I could get one of those, or I could get a really skookum pair of rollerblades. Because I was down at the rollerblade shop looking at skookum rollerblades. You know, you can spend $400 on rollerblades.
Why don't they say one of the best rollerblades?
Yeah.
This is going to bore you to tree tears.
I'm already aware of the fruit boots. Now, why do you call them fruit boots? Why? Why is that? I'm serious. This question.
I'd assume
we're not going to answer that. Just come down to the seawall one day and hang out with us for a couple of hours.
But bring two of your closest friends and make sure you're all holding hands.
Sean.
Right.
Sean. When I think you're close, buying rollerblades, you don't need kick-ass rollerblades. You just need kick-ass bearings and wheels.
Now, this is true. However, if you're going to do any long-time rollerblades,
your feet will get used to it. Kind of like skating. You go skating the first time, your feet hurt no matter what
it's
kind
a comment
of
for you, Red Five.
You could actually try walking.
Yeah, but
walking is lame, and it takes so long, okay? If you want to burn off as many calories as in running, then you have to walk for, like, fucking forever. Just run, get it over with, come back home,
do stuff. The way that they keep guys from doing rollerblading is by throwing some kind of silly homosexual epithet upon them. Is there any reason for girls to not rollerblade?
No. The way I keep guys from rollerblading is by throwing sticks in their way. That's how I do it.
Gas.
That's for you. That's for you saying, I have fruit boots.
Oh, God, it's over here now.
I have a windscreen.
It's moments like this I thank my inoperative nose.
Whatever, girl on the left, you have no survival skills. Piss on a handkerchief and breathe through it.
Oh, my God.
I
think the wind from the window must be saving her.
I'm being protected by the professor's aftershave. I am safe.
How does he do that?
Well, first what he does is he stops on the side of the road. I'm safe.
You're cut off. No more sushi.
That's right. In some small cultures, only a god.
Professor, does that qualify as the forces of evil?
I would say so, very much so, yes.
I'm going to move to the Amazon basin where they'll worship me.
He makes great
things. He is chief.
Fart.
Oh, he is chief.
He is chief.
He is the chief. He will have many children.
I swear, if I watch, all I need to watch is a few more animes, I'll learn how to do a Shinto exorcism.
Yeah, did you know, actually, you can get that on tape? The Akira soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, bring a lit candle in here, .com girl.
No, it'll explode.
That's how we should have ended the show. That's how we should have ended
the
show.
Where's the canary?
We should have faked a...
explosion.
We should have faked me farting. And then, don't bring a candle in here. Then just have the static...
Let's
and then don't come back on the air.
Let's make it a Seinfeld ending and everybody ends up in jail.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Seinfeld sucks ass. Needs to be destroyed.
It has been. It's gone.
It's
Seinfeld,
gone.
Seinfeld puts
it's
his lips on
my ass. Will be.
Wow, that really is bad. I don't think that was me.
I think people are using yours as an excuse now.
I did fart, but that doesn't smell like my regular fart.
People are using it as an excuse.
No, serious. No, normally I'm quite proud of my farts. And that probably was my fart, but I think there may be something wrong with me.
Inside.
For years,
John. I really hope that matches like totally out because you just put it on top of cardboard. That strikes me as a bit of a fire hazard.
It seems okay.
That's
a fire hazard.
Don't let it stress you out, all right? Because we're all sitting here, and if it starts on fire, we'll see it. And
we'll probably see it. We might see it.
I always wondered what would happen if I tried to do a blue flamer, you know?
Don't.
If you tried to light your ass when you farted,
you
did that?
John,
you
wouldn't blow a blue flamer. You'd blow a tactical nuke.
Wham! And my ass, my Jew legs fly in different directions.
You remember
my neighbor
in the back of the car?
It's a fuel air explosive.
John, the first non-tourist in space.
John, naturally doing the stunts of the Rocketeer.
Conflagration scene from Mars.
Yeah, no shit.
Conflagration.
But back to the whole gym thing.
Do they fart in the space shuttle?
Yes.
That's bad. Go ahead.
That's very bad.
Back
they
the
can't
whole,
get out.
Back
in
the whole
wait a minute.
Thing.
What do you think they do?
I'll get back to that girl.
No, you have to fart in the space station. You have to reserve time in the airlock. You fart. And
let
then,
it out.
Then you get in your suit. And then they expel
come
the air.
On. All the astronauts, first time they've got a fart, you just know they pull their pants down, they sit there in an open space with lots of room ahead of them, they go, okay. Toot.
Yeah, yeah. A little racist.
I'd be the king up there, too. I've had farts that have lasted so long, I wanted to time it.
It only takes 20 million.
You know what I mean? Like, so,
what you're saying is with a bad Mexican dinner, you could achieve constant acceleration.
That's all we need.
Help us, Centauri, here I come.
Okay, now wait a minute. You were talking about the gym.
Sexy is the topic of flammable farts. But I was going to say, go to the gym, but do cardio. Don't do weights.
Okay, no. See, because that's gay, too.
Okay, wrong.
Wrong.
No.
Whatever you call it, fruit boots. Didn't you ever watch Max Headroom? All cyberpunk people use rollerblades. You ever see cyberpunk people with mountain bikes?
There's two ways of drawing, a manly way to draw. And a gay way to draw. Which way would you want to do it?
Draw what?
Let's say there's two ways of cardio exercise.
I've seen some
riding a mountain bike and riding fruit boots.
I think rollerblades are fucking cool. I do.
Yeah,
I think
too.
They're cool.
You want to fight about it?
You want to fight
about it? We can step outside and fight about it.
Let's fight about it.
I'm trying to imagine what kind of rollerblades Sean would have.
I have rollerblades.
Maybe we can get some cult people to create some custom rollerblades for Sean so nobody will dare call them fruit boots anywhere.
Yeah, put skulls on them.
Geiger HR.
Blades on the front. No, blades on the sides. You just have to drive close to a mountain bike and flat tires.
Hey, what we'll do is we'll design them off the base of Professor Harker's boots.
There you,
yes,
we'll put
there you
wheels
go.
On the bottom
work
of
from there.
Yeah, you know that. You know that all the prophets are going mad right now. You know, the thing is, though, I was reading on the web and I saw this thing called skidging.
Skidging.
Yeah.
Apparently, skidging is when you hang on the back of cars with rollerblades.
Okay.
It sounds like how kids in the 1950s
so
used to get skilled on their skateboards.
We used to do that with roller skates back when I was a kid.
Yeah,
we should answer the phone.
That is called Darwinism.
It's called bumper skiing.
Because some people can only phone in at certain times.
All right, well, whatever.
Sean doesn't care about you.
You're on Rat Radio. Who is this? Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who is this?
This is Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
What's going on, man?
Not much. You're talking about fruit boots?
Yeah,
I was sponsored for 2 years.
Oh, here it comes.
That's right. You were a sponsored fruit bird person.
Yeah, sponsored fruit booter. Reason they're called fruit boots bought by skateboarders because they didn't get they didn't have to work for the respect like skateboarders did.
Oh, I see.
So that's that.
You're taking that really
personal.
It was like a petty jealousy kind of thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a jealousy thing.
Absolutely. So, that's a quick question. What's happening with that Sabbath where you're going to hold it at your house?
Yeah. The date will be May 12th. Anybody who's coming out of town, they're more than welcome to stay.
What day is that, May 12th?
Saturday.
Okay.
I don't have posting thing. I can't post it, so.
Send it to me, and I'll post it, okay? Confirm everything.
Cool. And just, like, show up whenever. Anybody that's out of town, they can stay the night.
Okay.
Be responsible.
Don't drink and drive.
And
bring some cash for pizza.
Condoms.
Exactly.
Okay, BYOB and bring cash for pizza.
Audie, yeah. Thanks for everyone.
That's about it. Just
how do you feel about drugs
trouble
at your place?
Huh?
Are drugs allowed or no?
Just say no. It's safer that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's all
make a decision when they get here.
Okay.
Let Marion know. Bravo on the show, and thanks for putting it out for us.
Thank you for listening.
All right, Nancy, what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on.
Yo!
Girl, what the hell is this?
No Man's Kitty.
Hi, Skitty.
Hi, Skitty.
Yeah.
So are we ever going to hear the virus manifesto that you
let her talk?
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay, you're going to upload that some more time or what?
Yeah, I have to, like, edit
it. Let her say what she called to say.
Huh?
And then give her shit. Come on.
Yeah.
Can you say something?
Okay, can I, like, talk without being interrupted, maybe?
Sure, go.
I just wanted to call and say that I've been listening to all you crazy Canadian fucks since, like, you did that little marathon thingy. And I'm, like, mad that you're ending the show because now I can't go and see, you know, Sim and all his sexiness in person.
I'm not disappearing.
Without, like, being considered a stalker.
Once again, we are not,
not that sexy.
We're all killing ourselves after the show.
We're not all putting on the Nikes and drinking the Kool-Aid, okay? We're going to be around.
But I brought
Kool-Aid. But I mean, it won't be the same. It won't be like...
You're right. It won't be the same because we live in a system of dynamic change. I'm sorry, sweetie, but this is how the world works.
Dynamic change.
We will return.
All over again.
We will return.
Yeah,
bigger,
you know,
faster, stronger.
We'll figure out a way of returning that doesn't involve all of us driving a half hour away from home every time we come here.
We can rebuild it faster, stronger, smarter.
I could find new friends.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Closer friends.
Yeah, that, right, right.
That's
So tell us another one.
You got a new house?
Besides, Tim, like, you have friends now?
No. You just come here for the Dr. Pepper.
Our cynical pursuit of fame.
Hey, I
That's right,
am
Sim's friend. I'm just a stepping stone for you guys.
Since early in grade 8, Sim was the only one who would hang out with me. The entire school hated me.
Why is that?
Sim would hang out with me.
It's almost too hard to believe.
Because, you get this, Sean, you'll love this irony, because I was shy and didn't say anything.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's irony. I think you're a liar.
Yeah,
I'll go one step further.
I said I have one more thing to say, and then I'm going to say what the hell.
Okay.
Me and my friend went to the Church of Scientology downtown in Minnesota, Minneapolis or whatever, and we put up cult posters, and it was fun. Huh. People kept on taking them down, though, and throwing them away.
Tell me that you have some photos of that.
No, but we're going to go do it again, because they, like, as soon as we put them up, people who worked there would, like, walk around and take them down. So they didn't stay up for, like, more than 5 minutes.
Photocopying's cheap, right, Skitty?
Yeah.
All right, I want photos.
Okay.
I want photos, baby, okay?
Okay.
Later. Bye. Bye, Skitty.
Make sure you include Scientology and the poster in one picture.
Oh, you bet. Oh, that'd be sexy.
Excellent.
I fucking hate Scientologists. You know what? This last show, I don't care. I think cult members should go out, take a bunch of axes, find Scientologists, and fucking kill them. You know? Just fucking bang! Yeah, have a split wedge right in a fucking bean. There you go. Have some of that, cocksucker. Huh?
Everybody.
Do that. Now I'm going to play some Jewel music, light Dan Rather on fire, and go find me a machete. So go fuck yourself.
Hang on for a moment. I'm peeking. Oh, wow, that was good.
No, I'm serious.
This show is for educational purposes only.
When the fuck are people going to finally get up, pick up the torches, and go kill these monsters that are fucking Scientologists? They'd stop spouting their shit about Xenu if we were outside with rakes and picks. Hi there, who are you? I'm the guy from that painting with the pissed off wife with the small glasses. We're here to kick your ass. So fuck you very much. I'm sorry, I'm sick of those fucking cocksuckers.
Mr. Travolta, there's an angry mob at the front door for you.
Hi, John Travolta, they're really pissed off. They didn't give a fuck about Scientology, but they're really mad about Battlefield Earth. They all want their 2 hours back, and they're going to claim it out about the rest of your fucking life. Yeah. Everyone in the IRC, start shooting Scientology.
They've established that you're going to live to 70, and you're going to die now, because we have to take that much life from
you. That's right.
No, wait, you've got 2 minutes.
Mrs. Kidman brought some divorce lawyers. They seem to be really pissed off carrying torches and picks.
Oh, fucking A, man. If I was Miss Cruz, I wouldn't find my divorce lawyers in the yellow pages. My divorce lawyers would come from a small cube that changes shape and then they just appear.
I was thinking of back out of Soldier Fortune, like the old Soldier Fortune magazine.
What is this? It is the lawyer cube. Take it. It's yours. It always was. Called us, you litigated, we came. Perfect. No fucking problem. Like the dress. Okay. Hey.
I was thinking of a bunch of guys who freelance for the IRA and the Mossad.
Freelance for the IRA. For the IRA and the Mossad. IRA Mossad, it's IRAMOS.
Good combo.
Oh, Jesus. I just fucking hate Scientologists. I hate them with a passion. I really do.
Fucking like a potato matzo ball? What the fuck is that?
Well, last two years, we've had to be all nice and fun. You know, Sean, we can't say anything bad. We can't talk about, you know, we can't talk about killing people. Fucking, we need to kill Scientologists, man. Those guys are the biggest.
This show is for entertainment purposes only.
No, fuck that. Yeah, it's for entertainment purposes.
$1.99 per minute.
There's nothing quite like shooting a fucking Scientologist in the groin and watching him squeal. Now, that's entertainment. Boom. Oh, where's your fake now, fuckface?
I agree with that. You don't need to kill them.
Torches
them. Stop them from carrying on their seed.
Yeah, like, stop them from spreading their verbal virus. Don't kill them. Shoot them in the nuts and cut their tongue out. That'll do it.
This is a cigar chopper.
There you go.
Cigar chopper.
There you go.
You give them a warning, cut off one ball.
Yeah.
That's
a
warning.
Do it ever again. Bad Scientologist.
I can't. How the fuck? You know? Jesus, I don't understand those fucking people. It's like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's basically everybody in this today's society is, like, so desperate to find fucking answers. And they're willing to take anything that anybody sells them.
Not anybody. I've been trying to sell it like a fucker. I've only got a couple thousand people listening. That's true. I just need more books, maybe.
Maybe
I need a bigger lie.
You're doing better
maybe
than
you're,
Mr.
Maybe you're not feeding into enough paranoia,
it's
Sean.
It's too
you need
true
to,
what
need
you
to
say.
A little more paranoia that you have to tell them that everything that bad to them happens in the world is caused by one malevolent force.
Yes, they need
a
focus.
It's all the ringleader.
You have to focus all their hatred on one
you bet.
He's too
spot.
Easily killed.
No, he's
easily
not. No, right now he's packing his bags.
Everyone knows where he is. It's too easy.
Ringleader, Chris King. What's his fucking cell phone number?
Danger.
Do we really want to say it on the air?
Sure, no. What the fuck?
What are you planning on getting fired?
Get
anyone
trouble?
Want some free tech support?
Oh, God.
I got the 1-800 number right fucking here. No, I better not. That'd be a drink.
It's on your head.
How to fuck
yes,
over
yes,
your buddies?
Folks, it's the final episode of What the Hell. Tonight, everybody dies.
It's the Burning Bridges episode.
It's a bridge on the River Wye. All right. Oh, I have to go take a heinous shit, I've just realized.
Remember,
you mean you didn't already?
It's Sunday night between 6 and 9.
I believe
Sean
Inky's
definitely
exact words were, oh, no, you
bathroom.
Don't, motherfucker, and he ran into the bathroom
week.
First.
Man, that was
oh,
bad.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, shit, that means we're stuck out here with Sean and his
you
bowels.
Sean's
like
in the hallway threatening to fart.
Do you think
oh, no, he's running over to the balcony.
Do you think this is a just punishment for somebody who did this? Man who beheaded dog is sentenced to read Lassie.
Maybe he has to do it every. Maybe he has to do
oh
it.
My God.
Maybe he has to do it every. Maybe I have to do it for like, you know, every
kids.
Day constantly for the next 6 years.
A 19-year-old Gastonia man who pled guilty Monday to beheading and skinning a dog was ordered by a judge to reread the Lassie books.
Lassie books. How many are there?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking yeah, it's just the whole eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, eye for an eye thing, and cut his head off.
Off with his head.
What do you think? I think that's good. I think that'll work.
Well, they say that basically most serial killers start off by basically doing animals. So
if you fuck a dog, then you get fucked by a dog. How about that?
I've actually seen that happen, so I'd rather not.
That.
Danger.
You...
He said it was a pit bull, and his excuse was his mom told him to, quote, get rid of the dog.
How old is this guy?
So he cut off its head and skinned it.
Yeah, okay, now, well, I'm sorry. Now, like they've
said, 19.
Thanks, Mom.
They've proven that serial killers start with animals. So I'm sorry, this guy should be...
Oh, yes, it's proven. If you
no,
kill
no,
an animal,
common,
no.
It's... This is very much like common behavioral trait. Like they go back into the history of all these people that are serial killers. What's the most common thing? Oh, when they were little kids, they would kill animals and like do you know they would like
torture
dissect them or take their you know skin them or do all this crazy fucked up shit with them.
Hey, I got an even better indicator of serial killers. All serial killers. They all breathe oxygen.
That's it?
They all use oxygen in their metabolism. Every last one.
No,
all
I'm
the
just,
ones that
like
are on Earth
found,
and are human, maybe.
It continues,
what about aliens?
They like compulsively kill neighborhood pets.
Like,
yeah.
Like it's like this compulsive continuous behavior. They're doing it like all the damn time. This is something very... It's very common within like the sort of...
Where did
these,
you get
like,
the
really nasty serial
it?
Killers. Wow, that was some silence there.
Yeah, no, they got onto a conversation.
Sims indirectly eating.
You may be right.
Sim
may be
right. Directly eating a meat product.
I never thought of it.
Did I ruin a product for you? I'm sorry, Sim.
You did.
Soon you will die from malnutrition.
I don't know.
We do it at work all day long. We try to feed them things that contain meat. It's a fun game.
Jams made with gelatin.
No, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know what's in that?
Pectin?
That's fine. With pectin.
Oh, that's fine.
Pectin is something found in plants.
No.
Check
well,
the
mess with my head.
Gelatin.
As usual.
It's not that
I'm not
hard.
A bad man.
Gelatin, because gelatin is protein based, it probably wouldn't keep too well kept in a jar on a shelf for years and years. Pectin is a vegetable.
Answer me a question. Why can't they do gelatin then based on pectin?
They do have vegetable gelatin.
They could.
But it's mostly
there's also
animal.
There's also agar, which also works that way. And
they
I'm
use
sure
that too
I'm sure there's
yeah.
ways of generating gelatin from non-animal sources if they were just
they have it.
Cultured. Yes, they use agar for culturing in petri dishes. The thing is, though.
Oh Jesus!
Whoa, Sean looks lighter.
Hey, Sean, you've lost weight.
I have though.
Hey, what's with the wet stains?
Yeah, what's the wet spot on your shirt?
Oh, nothing. I got a little excited.
But I want this spot.
Why would you want that spot? Why are you sitting in it?
Do you realize that spot is corrosive, Red 5?
Your pants will only protect you for so long.
This Red next 5, story. Just pray whatever he's got is not contagious.
This next story.
I just took one of those, like, five-ring coilers.
I think while Sean Kennedy was in the Army, they secretly implanted cultures in his bowels, making a secret biochemical weapon
yes.
against underground movements.
And I think it's almost
ready. He would
ready.
Join them, and then he would stink them out all to hell.
Yeah. So he can produce his final ultimate weapon, the nine-ring coiler with a soft cone top.
I think I got about the seven-ring right there, I swear to God. It's one of those ones where
you feel
the main
reason why I'm stopping the show.
Don't take one of those colon-cleansing shits that's just like, whoa! And you're like, you want to take a photo.
So,
you
know, Sean.
You want to take a photo because it's like,
this has got to be in.
Sean
is right. Sean is right.
I've taken shits that you're like, you know, the bowl is full afterwards, and you're like, how did that happen?
How do I flush this? That's why I'm stopping the show. The janitorial costs have gone through the roof.
My record has got to be over a foot and a half.
Have you got the swirl thing down yet?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's going on, the natural curvation thing. And
what about the
one lodge I was making it curl, comes free, and then they go straight again? Yeah.
What about the ones where it looks like somebody took, like, axle grease and smeared it around in a circle in the bowl?
Yeah.
Those are my favorites. Like, you flush 25,000 times, it never comes
clean.
The streak
never comes out.
Even after you scrub it, nothing.
Or how about you have those explosive shits? It feels like you have to take a shit really bad, but it was just a fart with a slight charge in front of it?
Oh, yeah, it ended up, like, under the toilet seat.
We'll be with you momentarily.
Please hold.
Are you on Red Radio? Who is this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny!
Gloom Bunny.
One of our longest listeners.
Frodo, can you turn on the radio? What's up?
So, you phoned to say goodbye for the last time.
I'm upset you guys are leaving. Well, you're not leaving, necessarily, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah, we know what you're saying.
You won't be able to attend church anymore.
If we start up other shows, are you going to call in and listen to all of those?
Probably, actually.
You know, like when a band breaks up, there's like four different bands now?
That's right. Like KMFDM, yeah, they broke up anyway.
Now there's like three.
Another MDSMK.
It's like Asteroids. You shoot one,
and they
then,
just break into two. And
splinters, just like cell groups.
But
why did you remind
anybody,
me of that game, Red
Is
Five?
Anybody in this room, you know, going to start a show?
I just realized
it could be an anime show.
Super villain. We're Hydra.
I don't know.
Cut off one head, a thousand shall take its place.
Well, I thought about doing a cult only show. I've talked about that.
You should do a cult only show.
What's that?
You should do a cult show.
I should.
You should.
Okay.
It's not like there's not enough material.
You should.
Go for
I should
it.
Make brainwashing like a weekly thing or something. And
yes, make brainwashing a weekly thing. Seriously, do that.
What's that?
Do that. Make it a weekly thing.
Yeah, the only thing is, though, is it's like, hi, time commitment on my
Sean
life.
Sean would
much.
Have to commit.
Oh, that's right. You've got a life and
to an,
life.
To an hour a week.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a little bit hard.
I understand exactly how you feel. I go to school 20 hours a week, and I work 40 hours a week.
That's a lot of hours.
Which sucks a lot.
It's a bad idea. Don't do it.
All right, buddy.
Well, no, Rhoda wanted to talk to you, and I'm the only person with enough patience to call a million times. But then again, I date somebody who's ADHD or something like that, so.
Okay.
So here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, what's going on?
You were talking before about fruit boots.
Yes.
And I was looking for some alternative to that, so I looked up a site that I remembered called up from my archives. Have you guys heard of Heelys?
No. Heelys, no.
I sent the link to Sam.
Are there big springs in your shoes?
Basically, there's a wheel in your heel, just one. And it's totally stealth. It's totally concealed. So you can, you know, be rolling right down the street like you're on your rollerblades, and then you see a cop who's, you know, about to bust you for, you know,
rollerblading.
It's prohibited, so you just step on the front of your shoe and...
You know, rollerblading's illegal.
HEELYS.com.
Heely.
Can't take them on the bus. Can't take them on Skytrain.
Okay, well, let's see what they are. Let's hit the website. I want to see these fucking things.
All right, well, what the hell?
All right, man, what the hell?
Oh, you're on my radio. Who's this?
Papa Plutonium.
Papa Plutonium, how's it going?
Oh, not bad. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Oh, I just thought I'd say hey since this is the last show.
Oh, I see. Oh, big
I know, I'm boring.
So we're talking about these.
All you have to do is say hey.
Was that all you had to say?
Well, Half Elf and Pandora are here too, but they don't want to talk, so.
Tell them to talk.
They won't be able to say it ever again.
Tell them to talk. I'm going to come down there and slap them.
All they have to say is bye on the phone.
All right. I'll get Pandora. Pandora! Come here and say something.
Oh, they're like built right
come
into
here.
The shoe. Like, yeah. There's a wheel in
yeah.
the shoe.
I am not
that's pretty
anything.
Pretty cool.
Here, come here. No.
probably don't work well. But.
She locked the door on me.
Okay.
She locked the door.
Okay. Climbing ladders.
All right. Well, that sounds like enough of that. Say what the hell.
Oh, what the hell.
Hi, you're on radio. Who is this?
It's Mr. Echo.
Hey,
hey
Echo.
Mr. Echo.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. This kind of sucks ass. You know, after like 2 years of listening to you guys, and you guys are like shutting down.
Yeah, we're abandoning you.
That's right. That's
thank,
it.
Thank you for the, for
thank
maintaining.
Thank you for the money.
For, yeah, all the money. For maintaining the IRC all that time.
It's been a pain, but hell, let's go with it.
Well, it's not like the IRC is going to get shut down.
No, no, that's the ramp.
Just
radio.
No one's going to be there anymore.
You'll be kicking tons. People out and banning people long into for many years to come.
It's the ramp radio channel, not the what the hell channel.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
People.
Yeah, let's
people
make sure
still,
we understand that the ramp radio channel, ramp radio, is still up.
Yep.
What the hell is going down?
Yep.
I got my words mixed up. Sorry.
Yep.
Somebody begin hitting him, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Oh, yeah,
listen to me now and hear me next week.
We can set him on fire.
No, the Ram Radio IRC channel is always, there's tons of people. If you go in there, you can always talk with somebody.
That's
there's
right.
at least 20 people in there.
Oh, yeah, it's always a good time. Always a good time.
Anyway,
well, Mr. Echo, what the hell,
I got one
man?
Thing to mention.
What's that?
Me, Kix, and Nixter are going to be starting up a cult newsletter.
Mm.
Basically, if you want to send in something, send it to either one of us. And any project leaders, please contact one of us. We need some info on what you're doing and what's going on about it.
Alrighty.
We're going to try to get this thing rolling here pretty soon.
Alrighty. That sounds a groovy. All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. What's the story with these fucking Heely shoes?
They've got wheels in the heel, and I don't see any other wheel there. Maybe it's
how
just not very good picture.
No, it's just the heel, he said.
How can you roll in that?
Okay, it's called skill, okay? You get used to it, you learn how to do it. Skill,
okay,
baby, skill.
This weird fucking bigoted bias that's going on with the mountain biking crowd. Like, if it's not a bike, it's shit. Like, what the fuck? Where's that from?
Well,
pretty
you
much
never run into a bias
no, I just,
like that before?
I just don't understand. It's like, okay, if I learn, say, Tai Chi, okay...
Try doing a 6 foot drop
no, in kung fu is
in
no good.
Foot, then talk to me.
I don't want to do
that.
I don't want to
do a 2 foot. So shut up.
I don't want to do a 6 foot drop in fruit boots. I just want a rollerblade.
See now you're talking. See it's contagious. You're calling them fruit boots now.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you call them. I mean, it's like call it just
chicken sleds.
Chicken sleds?
This is nothing new. It's like, you know, I'm a zipper head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Herbie. We're a Herbie.
We're ambulance Herbie. Attendants and firemen both hate each other. Like they call.
No, but I don't understand this. It's fucking bizarre. It's like maybe it's like a skier snowboarder thing. Is that what that is?
Exactly.
Firemen call ambulance attendants scrapers. And
firefighters call them helmet heads.
Helmet heads. Helmet heads and scrapers.
The scraper I get.
Helmet heads, because firefighters wear helmets.
The helmets?
Right.
So, of course,
that really hurts.
And special ed kids usually wear helmets.
Yeah.
So this is where they tie them together?
Well, I just don't get it.
It's not
what's going on?
You're awesome, Red Five.
Broke my table. It's a good joke.
No, I
at the feet of destruction, Red
No,
Five.
I really, I just don't dig that. Like, why can't you just go like, hey, you got food boots on? Okay, and you're wearing you've got a helmet on and body art when you ride down a mountain and kill yourself.
So, Sean, what you're saying is why can't we all just get along?
No, I just don't. I've never understood that. I've just never understood that. I said, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a rollerblade.
Sean preaches tolerance.
Everybody's throwing their own feces at me. I'm like, holy fuck, man.
To give you this, it is actually a great workout.
What?
Fruit boots.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
I'd imagine.
So there's some muscular...
There's so many people chasing you down.
But
no, but seriously, yeah, they are very good because it's an excellent cardio workout, and you can coast and do all that kind of stuff.
And you get a really
better,
great ass.
It's better than running because it's not an impact.
Well,
thing,
Dr.
So
Girl just told me.
You don't get scoliosis of the liver because it's not an impact thing.
You get that from impact
like,
sports.
Like running, you get impact, not
yeah.
good for your knees.
Well, that's my knees are shot, right?
Well,
so that's why.
Running would be no good for you.
Well, I used to run a lot.
you know, mostly from bullies. But
it's not a very efficient exercise, running.
No, it's not. No. It sucks a lot.
You use a lot more because you're all the side of your leg?
Okay, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. When, since when did exercise, did you want it to be efficient?
Well,
the point of running is to wear yourself out quickly and burn off all that fat.
As opposed to the harm you're doing to your body.
No, the whole purpose of exercise, any exercise, you want it to be fun above all.
Yeah.
And rollerblading, I'm going to call it that instead of fruit booth.
That's a problem with rollerblading, is that you get any kind of debris on the road or wherever you are.
That pretty much kills most exercise for us.
Would you be offended if I took up rollerblading? After all, I have a pair of rollerblades that I just haven't used.
I like swimming and I like fruit
boots.
Swimming and what?
Why would I fear the term fruit
boots? Together, I think
I'm not male. calling me a fruit is rather sadly ineffective.
I kind of think that fruit is quite noble, actually. I think that's
noble fruit?
It's a noble fruit.
There you go.
I mean, mine are passion.
Look at the crowd, banana. How straight it stands.
When you're biking, banana seat. Banana seat on a bike, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Boots?
Oh, yeah, banana
cool.
seat bikes are very
retro.
Cool. It all ties together.
Oh, great. So, in order to stop stinking, we lit the candle, and now Dak put out the candle, and the room is full of smoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that smells good. I like that.
You ever see a bad
friend? Dot com girl just tried to put.
Dot com girl's all pyro. You know what? I could see you being.
Dak would burn for days if you let him on fire, so don't do it.
Screw you, bitch.
Yeah, that's one big Goodyear delight. That's one way of burning fat.
Oh! That was just me.
That's all so funny.
So very, very funny.
Well, wait a second. Awesome. Dak, you were saying you needed to lose weight. How exactly are like?
So light him on fire. That's a brilliant idea, girl.
No.
We're also gonna have to figure out some way that Dak would enjoy of losing weight. Other
fruit
than
boots,
besides the usual beating the shit out of people, which he enjoys.
Dak on fruit boots.
Liposuction.
The problem is, Dak, you gotta beat up more people.
I know.
Otherwise, you're not gonna lose any weight.
Right now.
Cardio.
I think Dak should get some rollerblades.
I've got it. No, I've got it. I have the solution.
Do man, that'd be
bring it on.
Who here has seen Unbreakable? Who's seen Unbreakable? I think Dak should be Unbreakable. Dak is the guy. Well, what? Did you see that little girly man that they had trying to beat up Bruce Willis? Dak would have tied him into a pretzel knot, thrown him in the pool, gone out for dinner.
I would have spun him around, throw him up against the wall.
Yeah.
All right. The problem here
is that Dak is not unbreakable. You look mean at his ankle or his eye, and they both go out.
Yeah,
he runs away.
So
no,
that's
runs away like Jackie Chan.
You need the fruit juice to come up to
the side. He's like that little girl. Dak's arm weighs a lot more than Bruce Willis's arm.
He may be a little slower than Bruce Willis,
but whoa, you better get out of the way.
You know what I wish I could find? This was a really cool rollerblading commercial. Did anybody else ever see this? There was a rollerblading commercial from Japan. It was a Coca-Cola commercial.
Who did it star?
Just the whole thing was these guys rollerblading in Japan. And these guys jumped over a car. They were, like, all skating in a straight line. It was really, really cool.
They were chasing. They were, like, just moving down the road together.
Yeah, it was all black. Okay, I want to see that again. I want to get a copy of that, and I can't find it anywhere.
That'd be tough.
Is there, like, a place where you can find, like, Coca-Cola archives?
AdCritic.com.
Probably.
What?
AdCritic.com.
Not there.
Oh, okay.
That's where I got the Hamster Taxidermy song that I was singing earlier.
Hamster Taxidermy.
We played it on the show.
That one. I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, but... like,
I still haven't seen a commercial I've liked better than the one that came just before the year 2K.
Yeah.
Where it was, I think it was the Nike commercial where everything goes to hell and this guy's still jogging. That was the greatest commercial
what
I've
else
ever
are you
seen.
Do, really?
Especially the ICBM going over.
Yeah.
Swirling.
All of the place.
The elephant running down the street.
How many people were actually upset the world didn't end?
Or something
didn't
happen. I was a little disappointment. I was kind of looking for a change, something to shake things up, make it interesting.
Make it a bit
different.
I'm not
looking forward. Life really is kind of boring. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to be as secure as everyone else, but just think how much more interesting life would be if
think of the possibilities.
Half the population died or some crazy shit happened and everything changed.
You know what's interesting? If there was a post-apocalyptic situation, if you had a mountain bike, you'd be able to go over a lot more debris, but it's easier to break. If you add rollerblades, they're a little bit harder to break, but
you wouldn't be able to get over as much.
No, rollerblades would be useless.
Yeah, there'd be crap on the ground everywhere.
I don't know what kind
too
of
much trip you trip, trip, trip.
Same with skateboards.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of people rollerblade. They don't go, ah, rock smack. Okay, it doesn't.
Yeah, but
they do have some slight.
But you don't see
tricks.
Them.
Oh, no.
You don't see them rollerblading across, you know, a rubbled terrain.
No, that's true.
Coming out to Gross with us. We'll take you down a trail on your rollerblade.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down fucking trails.
The same trail.
He just wants to roll.
I just want
to
roll.
Yeah.
We're going to Stanley Park.
Maybe back, you know, down, grab a coffee, you know. I don't know.
Starbucks coffee.
John, I do not...
Anybody else missing the fucking point here?
John, I understand where you're coming from. It's like, why are these people picking on you? It's kind of like, with your damn fruit boots, you couldn't fall off the planet Earth. You know, it's like, congratulations, I don't want to.
Back to the apocalypse. You know, I was very disappointed when the world didn't at least slightly come to an end.
And we were ready.
It was an earthquake or something.
We were ready.
I was disappointed because for the previous 8 months, I've been telling my bosses that I was busy preparing for the Y2K. So when nothing went to shit, they're like, Derek, you've been taking us for a ride.
No, you didn't.
No. Look at the amazing job I did.
It
look at all
crashed.
The trouble I solved. Nothing
sweat,
went
sweat,
wrong.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Mr. You know, I don't know about the world coming to an end, but there's certain parts of the world I'm sure everybody would like to have come to an end.
Uh-huh.
Like, I did want to see a little bit more destruction. I'll admit that. I wanted to see a little bit, a couple
big
planes,
non-event.
Couple of planes fall out of the sky, some sort of prison, maybe a dam bursting someplace. You know,
I was hoping for the resurrection of Christ.
Would there
personally.
Be oh girls?
I was walking, looking for that too.
Cool.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh well, I'm fucked.
I was actually hoping to get laid.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to like if Jesus did come back. You know,
so
what would you do?
Do you know, I was actually, like I said, this
I'd be like on his ass, hey, you're not Jesus. Come on,
yeah.
Show us a trick.
I get it, yeah, I get it.
Take
one of his wonderful tricks.
Water wine. Fish, come on. Here's a basket, pull some fish out of it.
I don't want to fish. I want you to teach me how to fish, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah,
I bet he'd look cool on rollerblades.
I have to say that whole shit that like these Christians have this attitude of, well, we don't really have to worry about the future because Jesus is coming back.
Oh, the whole rapture crowd.
That's gotta be fucking
what
criminal.
Excuse.
I'm serious. Nobody who has that attitude should be allowed to fucking hold public office.
Oh yeah, well there you go.
Fuck that. Nobody who has that attitude should be allowed to work.
That's what high places and sniper rifles are for.
Yeah, you want.
No shit.
You want to put somebody in power that really doesn't care because Jesus will save me.
I have a question.
Nothing will
Why
go wrong.
Why are there so
Doesn't
few
matter.
Assassinations in American politics these days?
Really high security.
Because the Republicans are in office right now.
yeah. So you're saying they're the ones responsible for all the assassinations.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is, like, everybody can go out and buy a rifle. Scopes are cheap. And there's lots of high places in case you haven't been to a city lately. Like, what are the Secret Service agents really going to do, you know? You're a mile away.
Everyone realizes they'll just take you re-elect somebody else.
It's pretty hard for an untrained dude to snag somebody out of mile.
It's pretty hard for a trained person to do it.
If people were like really involved in politics, then you would have people that you would have at least a few people that would care, that would feel so strongly about stuff that they would resort to extreme action like that. But right now, everybody's just like, I'm
like,
all the crazy people are in the woods. They don't care.
I think the problem is that the real psychos are too busy breaking into Pamela Anderson's house.
Are they breaking into her house?
Yeah, when did recently?
Well, what happened? She beat him to death with her tits.
Oh, and then there was that girl who came to Brad Pitt's house, too, and slapped a little nap. That's where the psychos are.
Uh-huh.
You know, why don't I get that?
They're chasing the stars.
Of course, you know, it's always that way.
Be careful what you wish for, Sean.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, true. I'd probably get like some 900 million pounds.
I'll tell you why you don't get that. You don't have a good enough agent.
That's a good point. Sam, you're fired.
You're fired. I'm the agent.
Hey, you got hired and fired in the same second.
Excellent.
What?
I won't put it on my resume.
On the Rad Radio guest book, there's some psycho girl professing her love to you.
Shut up.
She wants to be naked with you yelling at her.
You're fucking... Yeah.
Nope, she's not.
Dial it up.
You're such a liar.
She's not. She's not.
What? Is it
she's
new?
Not.
Is
no
it brand
way.
New?
When did you put it in there?
When did
yeah.
you put it in there?
We have IP logs.
Is that what you did? Did you go in there and said I want you to be naked yelling?
She misspelled your name. I won't misspell your name.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one. She misspelled your name.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's right.
S-H-A-W-N or some crazy stupid name. The wrong way.
Read it out.
Let's read it.
Yeah, what I want to see this. I haven't seen this.
Okay.
This is a monumental occasion.
Sean, I've never had.
Stalker.
Yeah, that's.
Psycho Stalker.
Welcome to the club, Sean.
Stardom.
Cool.
Now, I've seen the guy who thinks you're hot. He's actually not a bad-looking guy.
Okay, I think I'm in love with Sean Kennedy. Every time I hear his voice, I just wish he was screaming in my face with both of us naked in a bathtub or something. Please, please, please get more rants so I can hear him speak other syllables and vowels, etc. Anything, just want to hear his voice. Oh, here he is, Forced Vegan style. I love him, I do. Your music rules. Without Sean, it would be still good, be good music, but I can no longer go on in this life without my Sean fix for at least 3 times a day or more.
Okay, I'm thinking that's you. I'm thinking you were lying. I said
so Sean. I think she could be a little more creative than that.
If it was her, she would have done it. She would have done it a little. This happened a
when
little while
ago. Misspelt your name. Yeah, this was April 2nd. So it was not too long ago.
But there's no contact information.
Oh, there's an email address.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can get in contact with her if you want to meet up later.
Oh well, sure. I'll just run that by my wife, and we'll
you let her know.
We'll see what's going on with that.
You never know until you ask.
So what else is going on in the world?
Well, this dangerous ruling. Or some people might like it, some people might not. House passes bill criminalizing harm to fetus.
Yeah, this was a fucking problem.
So you can, if you hurt a woman and she's pregnant, you can be charged for harming the fetus too.
There's a weird way to get into it, eh?
Yes, yep. That's the way they want to get into it, right?
Thin fucking wedge of the thin yep. fucking edge of the wedge.
I wouldn't call that thin. It's like
yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, by definition, that makes anybody who
so a fetus is a real person. Then
no, so they were very clear in it that it excluded any time that the woman was agreeing to have an abortion. It was very very clear. That this did not affect abortion. That it was
the
not.
Problem. The problem is that these is that how do you define abortion? There is, I mean, keep in mind the term partial birth abortion has also been tossed around quite a bit. That is not a medical term. Oh, that is something that's come up with by politicians, and they can redefine it as they please.
Here's one question, then.
So,
I don't even know what you just said.
It says you can be charged. You'll be charged for harming a fetus.
Yes.
So. Does that mean that the crack-smoking mom or the mom that's constantly getting liquored up
yes.
can be criminally charged
yes.
for harming
that's
her own
that's what the idea behind part of this is.
Did you see the movie Citizen Ruth?
I read it. I didn't get
Watch
that.
Watch the movie Citizen Ruth. It's about just that issue.
No.
She's a gas huffer.
Yeah.
And she gets caught up between the pro and con.
Of gas huffing?
No.
No, of abortion.
Pros and cons
and
of gas huffing?
And she's a gas
Okay,
huffer.
here's the synopsis.
This
the
sounds
woman,
like an artsy film.
It's good. It's Laura Dern plays the
Who?
Lead.
It was not an obscure...
Don't say names you doesn't know.
It was not an obscure flick. It just didn't get a lot of press because, abortion, controversy.
She was in Blue Velvet.
She was in Jurassic Park.
That's enough. He doesn't need to know who the actor is. Go on with your synopsis.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the woman, what it is she's a gas huffer, ne'er-do-well, and turns out she's pregnant. She gets called up before the judge or whatever. I don't know. And she's like 2.5 months pregnant, but she's been huffing gas for the last 2.5 months. And they say, listen, here's the deal. If you go ahead and you have this baby and you continue huffing gas, then we're going to charge you with harming the baby. But you could have an abortion and then, you know,
huff away.
So she becomes a political pawn between the two sides.
Uh-huh.
In the end, she miscarries, which is always
of
the Hollywood
course.
Answer. As it is on the movie.
Let's pick the option three.
Do you notice that like 99% of all teenage pregnancies on Movie of the Week end in miscarriage? What a shock. Easy way out, anyone?
Yeah, thank God got rid of it because, you know, we couldn't choose to do so.
I think they should have had the baby.
Thank God.
I think they should have had the baby, killed it, and then ate it.
That'd be controversial.
I think that because remember, baby flesh, baby flesh is soft and tender.
For ending the pregnancy.
I wonder if how
What's that?
Tenderizes
I think the movie
more.
Producers who faked it should be charged for like ending a pregnancy prematurely.
That's right. It could affect people.
Because there's always the fact that like, hey, guess what? Alzheimer's is cured by fetal brain tissue.
They actually,
Hodgkin's as well.
Yeah. So. Pardon me?
Well, the problem is they just tried. They had one experiment involving placing stem cells directly into the brain that went so bad
That was pig.
Yeah, it was.
That was pig fetal. Yeah, imagine that, putting pig fetal tissues into a person's brain. Yeah, that's.
It was so
fuck. Bad idea.
Good try though.
Something like what was it like? 18 people. Just they're not dead yet, but they're dying, and there's nothing they can do about it.
It would be a kindness if they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They didn't get the urge to root around and look for truffles or what? Hey, what's the other news story?
Pig brain tissue is not human brain tissue. You'd think we'd loan this by now.
Oh, well, whatever.
The parents, though, would not die. Columbine family sue computer game makers.
Yes.
They're suing them for $5 billion.
The story's up.
$5 billion. And why aren't they suing Smith and Wesson, you ask? Because they've got better lawyers.
Sure, actually,
a judge in New York just overturned that any of the gun makers is actually liable for any of the deaths caused by their weapons.
But the parents were. The parents were liable.
Of course they're not liable. They're legal.
If they had made a weapon legal, how can you hold them responsible for it? From their perspective,
hadn't made these games, then they wouldn't have had to worry about the games that they were ignoring that their children are playing on their computers in their basements.
They would have picked somebody to blame.
I think the parents of the kids who did the killings should sue the parents of the kids who beat up their kids all day, every day, for years, driving them to pick up weapons. Yeah, yes. Totally. I think the killer's parents.
I think they should look at themselves and say, "These are." I think they should look at these at themselves and say, "These are my kids. They're from my genes, so that means I'm fucked up enough to go crazy and kill people." You know what?
But nobody ever blames themselves for anything. This is the first thing you ever read, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The first thing you learn is nobody ever blames themselves for anything.
It's true.
It's all my fault.
No, but nobody actually believes they're evil and bad, and I'm doing the wrong thing.
We're all
here.
Forgetting here. It's all Sean's fault.
That's right. It is.
Oh,
Sean's
right.
Fault.
That all comes back to me. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people.
Absent the combination of extremely violent video games and these boys' incredibly deep involvement with and addiction of these games and the boys' basic personalities, these murders. And this massacre would not have
used
occurred.
Games.
Can I put an input in here?
If you hadn't forced us to buy these video games
enough.
For our children.
I am somebody who plays video games, as are some other people in this room.
Oh, I don't want to sit on the couch with this guy.
Oh. He might go crazy and kill you.
Let me grab that fan and move everything away from him.
You
he might go
any
violent.
Video game. They all have
guns.
Best before dates, or whatever you call them. Like,
best
you have to be this age to play this game.
They do now.
Video games have like the best rating system of any entertainment medium. They have like the most elite. I mean, rating systems are always flawed, but the ones in video games are the most accurate and thorough I've seen.
My point is that
not as good as the back of the Rogers video cases.
They tell you exactly how many kills.
How many swear words? Five swear words. Two viewers.
How do these kids get these games into their houses? If that's such a concern, how do they get the games into the house?
You can't blame the parents.
Okay,
don't
I have another
them.
Solution, okay? If you want to be completely safe, then I can organize a government for you that will make you completely safe, and we'll use Sean's method of cameras everywhere, and every time you do something, we'll see you, and when you do it, we'll arrest you and kill you,
yes.
And then you won't be there to do it again.
No temptation.
And we'll control everything so that you'll have no way of being abused by other people,
and the
because
trains
everything
will, run on
will
time.
Be controlled.
And the
oh,
trains
you don't
will
want
run
that?
Time.
You want freedom? That's what this is.
That's
if
right.
If you want freedom, there's a price. It's called crime. And also, like, if you're going to have freedom, then there's a price to pay. And the price is that you can't control everything, and some people will go bad.
To quote Mr. Kennedy, can't people just be crazy anymore?
Actually, that was quoting Chris Rock.
Okay, well, the
I'm
point
I'm
is,
horrible.
People
you gave it a whole new meaning.
Go crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy
true.
Happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not the video game's fault. Hang out near my house sometime. You'll see lots of crazy.
Hey.
Concentrated into a very small
people,
crazy
people
in
your house
play video
crazy
games.
Cars.
And
you have
and
a car
that,
in front of your house that's a crazy person drives it.
And some of that crazy won't be Enki.
No. There's small real crazy outside Enki's house.
No.
Enki has a house that has, like, Barbies and shit glued to the outside of the car.
That one, you saw her. She's the masseuse. She's really nice, actually. Yeah.
She's a masseuse. This crazy bitch that has lamps and shit glued to the outside of her car spends her day putting oil on her hands and rubbing them up and down other people's fucking bodies.
Worse yet, you go face down on the table so you can't see what she's doing.
You know, you gotta know she's ordering her steak from manbeef.com.
Oh.
There's something kind of erotic about that.
No, no, there isn't. Wow, that's an interesting perspective.
You just said yeah.
Watch any art movies lately?
No, why?
It's a recurring theme.
What, cannibalism?
Cannibalism is a very recurring thing in art films.
Okay, well, I've never heard
of
it. The Cuckoo Thief, her wife,
what was
lover,
that movie called
that
again?
Movie? Did you see that one?
The necrophilia movie. Thank you, necrophilia means never having to say you're sorry.
Kiss was a really good movie, too.
Yeah, written and produced and directed all by the same chick, starring. I don't have a problem. You know, it's a funny story.
I want to live out my fantasy.
There's this girl, she invited me over once. I'm not going to tell the story.
No. It's a girl, she invited you over.
I saw that movie on a first date once.
You know, it's funny. It was a beautiful movie, but
beautiful
if the gender had been switched, it wouldn't have been.
Broadcasting
really
live from the corner
it's
of Nut Bar and Wiggy.
That person's really hot. Hey, your life sucks. You want to die, right? You should take your... You know, it's like... Sorry.
Well, that sounds like a Thin H Line episode. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to know about that.
Never mind.
Well, number one, how do you know you're watching an art movie?
What's Thin H Line?
You do.
What's a Thin H Line?
ThinHline.com.
Okay. Is it an evil
as
site?
As usual usage in anime?
No comment.
Do you know what the usage of H designates in anime?
No.
Yes.
I'm sure lots
hentai?
Of people do.
Okay.
What the fuck is hentai, anyway?
Hentai is basically a Japanese catch-all term for
like alien
anything,
rape?
Anything kinky or perverted or pornographic.
I do not understand that. Do they not, like, what's the big deal? I've seen some hentai, and I'm like, okay, so there's two cartoon people fucking.
Uh-huh.
It's the vigor they put into it.
You know what messes me up, though? I want to know who worked on Overfiend. And I'm going to round them all up and gas them. Because they're...
Even if they're only paid a dollar an hour and they only drew the arm?
I'm sorry. I'm going to make a movie. Like, the warning on the box says, warning, movie completely concerned with sexual satanic violence.
Sexual satanic violence.
They warned you.
Well, I'm like... Well,
if nobody bought it, nobody know about it.
The following program contains extreme scenes of extreme sexual satanic violence. Viewer discretion is advised.
No, I don't.
Shit, leave it here.
Like,
okay, I'll bite.
The only thing that does get me is this weird, I didn't know. I kind of have this strange thing that every once in a while I find things on the internet that disturb the fuck out of me. You know?
It's not hard.
No, it's, well, occasionally you think you've seen a lot, you know, the dead babies and shit, and you think you've seen it all, and then you find, you go to, like, some of these...
What?
These pro-rape sites.
Well, that's fucking nothing. Dead babies, there's, like, dead baby shots everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
yeah,
you
know,
jars.
The thing is, I never find any of that shit because I don't look for it. The only weird shit I see is the stuff people send me. Like... You don't run into this shit if you're not looking for it.
Good try, Drexel. I remember some of the stuff you sent me.
What did I send you?
You sent me the biggest, fattest, ugliest, amazingly rumply, roly kind of...
That's what I'm saying. I got that shit. Yeah, someone sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
And I pressed the forward button, baby.
Magic forward button.
But I don't have any friends that would send me dead babies, because that's...
Dead babies are not fucking...
crossing the line.
Yeah, that is crossing the line. I had to fucking take them down when they passed away, when I was at the hospital.
That would suck.
It does, man. Besides, I mean, the parent is like fucking usually has to be sedated at that point. And, you know, it's kind of like, hi, I'm the one who takes this kid down, and we don't even have, like, a spot for it. We have a little plastic tray up on the shelf in the cooler. We put them.
Oh. Is it one per tray, or do you just stack them in? Is it like a six-pack?
I've never had more than one, so I honestly can't answer that question.
You know, I should start to think
babies are amazingly durable, aren't they?
They are, though, you know? It's like that joke where the guy comes out of the delivery room and says, yeah, it's a baby boy, and he fucking drops it on the ground, kicks it down the hallway, and the parent freaks out and goes, shut the fuck up, it was born dead, can't you take a joke?
Oh, fuck.
Your hat, Red 5.
Whack.
Yeah, your hat, please.
Sorry, you're going to tell it in your own thing.
No, I was going to hit him with it.
With a hat, no less. Yes, to paint him at all. Well, you know, Drexel shouldn't be upset with that. You shouldn't be upset with that, Drexel.
Upset with what?
The dead baby thing.
What dead baby thing?
Yeah, what
have you been talking
Drexel
about?
Drexel doesn't listen to the
show. No, question. I just said that I haven't seen any of that shit because my friends wouldn't send that
Sean,
shit.
Sean, you said you saw something that upset you. What was it?
Oh, yeah, these rape sites.
Oh, yeah.
These pro-rape sites where you got, like, rape art.
Yeah.
And it's,
rape
like,
art.
These drawings of women being, like, You know, it's not like bondage where they're, like, restrained and having sex.
Non-consensual sex.
It's like, you know, hi, I'm going to nail your tits to the table and fucking cut your head off.
Hey.
I'm like... That's
you know
great.
We need to create our own rape site there, Sean. I think we need to. What we do is we find rapists and we do the exact same thing to them.
Yeah, assfuckwithatrain.com.
No, yeah.
It's not a huge black like prison bubbas.
You just track IPs. You track IPs. And somebody comes once, that's cool. It's the people that come back that you go up there.
Things that people like subscribe.
Yeah, would you like to get hardcore rape shocking violence? If so, charge me. You charge them money. They just sign up for your site, then you go to their house and kill them.
We'll mail it to you directly through U.S. Post, yeah.
You bet. Yeah.
Don't mind the grease stain in the corner.
It's in the fucking mail.
It's the popsicle. Put your mouth on this end for shocking violence. Boom! Yeah, it's just brutal. What's the other story?
The first person, the first company has been successfully sued for spam.
Oh, goody.
Sued for $77. Excellent.
Well, $77.
Wait.
Precedent
what?
Setting.
What were
why
they,
you
hate what were they, spam? What were they, I've never thought people should
what were they sued for?
So
what
essentially, they sued for? Essentially they it's a moral victory, and of
it's
course,
a,
they don't
a moral
count.
Victory. Yeah. You like people coming up to your house, knocking on your door, bothering you at all hours.
You can take simple steps to prevent that.
Knock on this door. If I don't know you, you die. Labels on your door will prevent a lot of people knocking.
But you can't
yeah,
do
but
that on
you're
mailbox.
Talking about email, right?
Yeah, email.
Yeah, but why... What law do you think says you should be able to stop from spamming
okay,
from
here's
you?
The law.
You can't stop them from sending you
each,
junk mail.
It's bloody
okay,
annoying.
Imagine, each email you receive that you have to delete costs you 1 second of your life.
Oh,
if you
God.
Send out 40 million emails, how many seconds are there in a human life? There you go. There's the math. It's uh-huh. bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh, it, no. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. You're saying you can't send this out. Well, I accidentally sent someone an email. Now I'm spamming them, and I'm a criminal.
No,
not accidentally.
If you send like 40 million emails, out to
it doesn't
people,
matter.
Oh,
it,
what
you're saying?
This
oh,
person,
if you do it to this much, it's bad.
This person was on.
It should be added to most spam is sent through a server that isn't designed like. The person doesn't own the server it's being that they're using
oh, yeah.
the spam. They
right.
they hack into a server and send the spam or not
well,
even
they don't
hacking.
Really hack.
It's
but
just
it's
like
open,
they abuse it.
It's an there's, open mail server.
They're abusing
it.
There's spam friendly.
It's average 70.
This person was on a
take a lot of emails.
Unsolicited mailing list. They asked to be removed from the mailing list, and they said, "Yeah, you're removed from the mailing list." And here's some more spam. So it was like this person knew that they were supposed to be taken off of it.
I think I figured it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that is...
That was the you law. You have to be able to be removed from it.
That's disrespectful, but it shouldn't be illegal.
So if you say somebody to go away from your house or stop sending me mail in the mail and they still do it, you should... Oh, well, can't do anything about it.
But
law doesn't protect
mail,
me.
Well, why should the law protect you from fucking, like,
from
electronic
because it's illegal
mail.
To kill people. That's why the law should protect you.
Why? What does that have to do with anything?
Because you can't,
you can't go and kill
that's
people,
called,
so the law has to
called,
say, don't do that.
That's
he'll
called
kill
a
you.
Reasonable limit.
This is how
that's called a reasonable
works.
Limit rather than having,
there is
you know, fascism. I will control everything you do, and I've decided I don't want you sending mail, you know, unless it's solicited. Well, who's to decide what's solicited? You could get fucking sued for your fucking spam every week, geek.
I take anyone that says that they don't want it, I take it off.
Here's the thing. There's not one Rosetta
and I never contacted any of these people.
You're on a mailing list, and you say, I want to be off this mailing list. That doesn't mean that you can be added to a different mailing list.
Right.
That can be part of the process.
Well, you don't want to be on our mailing list.
No,
you can be on
we've taken
one.
You off our mailing list, but we put you on a different one, but we haven't told you that.
That's right. They do that.
That's out of their hands. These are people who reply that don't
okay,
want to
guys,
be on
okay, guys, it's
list.
Really not that big of a deal.
A couple of years back, I basically had my credit cards cut up because I owed too much money, and also I left my bank because, well, it was that or I'd had to kill somebody that was working there.
Sure, okay.
So... At the time, I no longer have a credit card or an ATM card.
Right.
Since then, the junk mail I get has gone down to nothing.
Mm. That's because you don't exist.
Well, good.
You do sign when you do sign up for those. There's little lines that say you agree to
I have
your name
always,
up for a million lists.
I have always basically like signed things that say don't put me on any fucking mailing list.
You can try.
And I still got. Tons of goddamn, like, junk mail.
Just actually not that long ago, SFU actually got in trouble about 2 years ago because they were sending out their graduation lists with all the contact information to credit card companies.
Now, this is, keep in mind, SFU being a government institution. They got in a little bit of trouble for that.
No kidding. They're not a company, right?
They're
not
a very liberal one at that.
Yeah, they're not a company, but they were trying to make money off of government-held private information.
Ronan Medic. Ronan Medic, who's like never even had a MasterCard. Who's like never even like, I think you said what the closest you've come to a MasterCard was like you
I swiped a couple,
through at a job he worked at.
Right.
They've now sent him a pre-approved for like $25,000 gold MasterCard.
I've never been sent an offer for a
read the fine print. It's very interesting because it says if you agree to this, you also agree that if we turn you down actually for this pre-approved card, which they reserve the right to do to change their mind, they'll just send you a regular card at 25% per annum.
Well, as opposed to the 19.8 that they want to try and sign me up for.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get
those like every second day.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Somebody phoned me up 2 weeks ago and said, I heard you're new to the area. And we're just wondering if you wanted to be part of the welcome wagon, if you want us to come by. And I'm like, how did you know I was new to the area? My rental place gave them my phone number.
Oh my God, the horror.
You like people phoning you?
That's the fucking welcome wagon. Get the manners.
Oh, it's all
somebody
right,
gave my name, my phone
wagon.
Number and name
the
out.
The welcome wagon is.
I don't know the welcome wagon any more than I know any other Joe Schmo calling
well,
me up and asking me to buy
Sean,
this shit.
The welcome Sean, wagon is advertising with a smile.
Sean, why don't you have a home phone number anymore?
What's that?
Why don't you have a home phone anymore?
Because it doesn't make sense because I'm never home.
Yeah, but there was other reasons that you didn't want people phoning you all the time. You didn't want your name listed. People had that number.
I don't have TV anymore because I can't watch television.
If I could, it's privacy. You don't want your privacy. I don't want these people.
If I could be,
my privacy, Sam, but it doesn't mean I want the government to, you know, throw people in jail because they sent me email.
No,
I get lots of fucking spam. I get it all day. All I do is I go delete.
Really about though. We're getting further and further
these
away.
These people
from
are making their living off
here.
Of it.
What
if
we're getting at
if
here.
They're bothering people by making their living, they should be fined for that.
Oh, collection agents, fine street
hold on. We're getting away from the topic here. The point is, the law is not that, oh, somebody's sending spam, we get to send them into jail. That's not what's going on. What's going on is, we don't mind that people are allowed to spam you. That's fine. What's wrong is if there's a law that says, okay, if people don't want to be spammed, they've got a right to say, don't spam me anymore.
I'm saying,
who says you have the right to say that?
And the Vancouver Sun just phoned me up the other
day,
too.
Absolutely right.
And I asked them to take them off
no,
my
I'm
list.
No, I'm just
so
asking you. Who says you have the
right
to say that?
If they ever phone me again, I'm going to raise it. Bloody hell.
The problem is, where is the line between harassment?
Between harassment and privacy.
But the welcome.
Oh, you were harassed by an email you didn't read because you pressed delete? How is that harassment?
People view harassment in different ways, right?
Yeah.
You can
please stop harassing me with your view of harassment.
Exactly. People sit there and they'll.
See, .com girl's being harassed right now. She's covering up her ears. It's too loud.
My ears are bleeding. Wow. Well, we're all
I'm sorry. If I could be fucking zeroed, I would.
Zeroed?
Like nobody knows you.
You don't exist?
Yeah, exeriate.
Like I would too.
I have a very
I would love
remote
that.
Location where you could be zero all you want.
You like
a day.
Being bothered by people that just
were.
Phone you up,
no clocks,
send you
no
crap.
Power, no roads.
You
yeah,
like
but you
that.
Can take steps to make sure
no,
that
I don't like
happen.
It, but
how?
Doesn't mean I think you
cannot
you have the right
you
to stop it.
Do that kind of thing.
You want it to you have to take it upon yourself to change your phone number.
Yeah, that's right. Move. I'm sorry, you have to take a little bit
the
of
the world's not fair. The world isn't fair.
Fair is a human concept.
You want everything you want. You want all this shit, but it does. You don't get it.
Well, I don't want to particularly live in an anarchistic state where you have to defend yourself against every attacker.
To make it fair?
We're given this feeling that everything's fair. Because what happens
if
somebody steals something from your car? Oh, it's covered by insurance. All the bad things that happen to you, all you're covered.
If we were all against this new law, would you be all for it?
What's that?
Playing devil's advocate.
You little devil's advocate over there.
Do we do away with the police?
I'll explain to you.
I totally hate spam.
No.
Let me explain to you.
No.
Okay. My opinion on the
problem
wouldn't change. But I might argue the opposite side.
Let me start the Star Trek fight, man.
Me talking. You. Wax in face. Anyway.
Didn't get it. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I was there too.
Here's the problem. Like, one day I'm getting two emails a day for weeks, and then I'm getting three, then I'm getting five spam emails.
pretty soon I'm getting more spam emails than I'm getting regular emails. At what point?
How much do you love spam, Red Flag?
I'm getting spam.
Does it get to the point where it's not just a nuisance, like not just an issue of me deleting it, but it's actually flooding my inbox. It's overflowing the limits of my hard drive.
Well, the problem is when your ISP.
Well,
okay, when your inbox at your ISP is full and you can no longer receive legitimate mail, that kind
bad.
Of starts to suck.
That's seriously. That's more than a second to delete it.
Hey, I got an idea.
This is
email.
Yeah, you know what?
When you get the exact same spam,
that's not the same argument that I heard. That's not the same argument. I heard, oh, it's annoying.
I love spam.
No, but what I'm saying is that wasn't the argument that was given.
I love spam for this
when
reason.
When it starts to affect, it starts to have a real effect on your life. That's yes, but just being, oh, I'm annoyed because
it
I have junk email.
No, you're right.
That's
right.
Not a that's not
started,
a reason to have a
you
law.
Started quibbling. You started before that even came up.
I like
no,
spam
because it wasn't
because
brought
a great
up. I was arguing
how important
against
the person
the information
I am.
That it was
the more affluent
I was
and important I am,
the argument
that
was given to
hear
anyone. What more can I do?
What if I find if I talk?
Can we all just get along?
Even if you talk louder, you
what
still
more
at the exact
can I
same
do?
Time as direct.
Are we trying to make this the worst show ever?
We don't have to try.
There
it's just happening.
There are too many
people
in the room.
You shut them up.
This is the last
down.
Show. We're trying really,
the last
really
show.
Hard to create.
It really is the last show.
A long-lasting rift between all of us.
Your
we're trying to create, like,
moderate
dense interpersonal rifts so we can no longer work together because Sean's using this band.
Oh, there we go. This is beautiful silence. Beautiful, beautiful silence. It's beautiful. You can only hear me now. Hearing only me is better than... We have sabotage within our ranks. No.
Just like the hunt for Red October.
No, they can't hear anything. Two people at once, they hear... That's all they hear. So it's pointless to hear two people. It's better to hear one.
Show us an angry face again. I like it.
It's captured on film. I'll sell you it all for $5.
Can you send me an email about that offer?
Yes, I can send you an email about that offer. Please sign up now in three different
languages. Three
languages.
Excellent.
In Esperanto as well.
Well, you know, I'm going to miss this show.
Are we back? Or can
we're
we
back,
do
yes.
Kind of like a cold like sore. 149 million email addresses for $149,000. That means I have a value.
Yes.
I got that message. So it was
you have a dollar value or whatever. A certain value, and you want your money.
Of a cent.
You want to be paid.
I want that cent.
Yep, whatever it works out to. And how many spam you get per year, you should be paid back. By those companies. And you're very familiar with spam, aren't you?
You know what I'm going to do on my Sundays?
Is that kind of like one of those coupons that has no cash value?
I'm a postmaster for an ISP, and I get a lot of spam.
I think I'm going to skate around in Fruit Boots on Sundays.
I'm also the administrator of that mail server, so when I set my
we all do things, coffee?
I use different email addresses.
Can we all do one thing?
What,
can we all
that?
Like not let my boss know that the show's over because I still don't want to work on
he
Sundays.
Never,
what's his
listened.
Email address?
Fuck maybe you I'll all. Go, maybe I'll go see Dak.
Go see Dak.
I will sit down.
If you want to not work on Sundays, you don't have to go to a show. You just have to find God.
Yeah, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, there's a fact.
No,
that
kidding.
Is a fact.
No. My boss is
missing? As an excuse.
No, there's no way his boss will buy that. He'll buy the Dax and Internet icon, but he will not buy the Dax Found Religion. No fucking way.
Internet porn icon.
Yeah.
Hey, Dax has found... Thanks. Dax has found religion.
Yeah.
We set up... For a long time in the hot tub, and Dak was telling me how he's not really an atheist. He believes in God now.
Drex,
or had for a long time. I can't remember the exact
Drex,
time.
Drex,
was raised Catholic. He was raised Catholic in New York. Everybody from New York believes in God.
Drex, it's been it's been a
hell.
Couple of years. It's the end of the show. I'll finally admit, I was just hitting on you.
Well,
out of time, out
why
of the
didn't
closet.
You just come straight out and say it? I was feeling lonely.
Such a beautiful day. Another day in the park. Oh, God.
So you done with the news there, Sam?
You know, you guys always wonder what the fuck.
News.
You know, everybody always says, you know, why are you guys closing the show?
Another marathon?
Like, there's been so many shows where, like, halfway through the show...
It's like...
like either myself or Drexel want to stab either each other or other people in the room. Because right now, if like because of things like this, that gun control is so stringent in this country. You know, if Drexel had a flamethrower in a heat of the passion, he would have killed us all.
No, see, that's not true. See, you threw your
no. He disagrees with you, Sean. Go figure.
Too many people talking. Too many people.
No, because if I could have a flamethrower, so would you, and I would know that perhaps you are quicker on the draw.
So an armed, what the hell is a polite what the hell is what you're
that's
saying.
That's right. An armed society is a polite society.
You can
I
have my gun.
Scooch me.
You can have my gun when you pry it from my cold, dead, paranoid, mentally abusive, physically deranged ass.
I don't just believe that everyone should be allowed to have firearms. I think it should be taught in school and you should have to have a
it's
firearm.
It's mandatory.
I think so. Everyone has
there's a town
a
in Texas where it is mandatory, actually,
yes.
apparently.
Yep.
Everybody has to own a firearm.
I think everyone That'll should have good. To carry one on their hip.
Nobody
you
would fuck yourself
you know,
on
you know
anyone.
What? We'd get rid of all the really crazies quick because they'd be pulling their guns.
Yep.
And then they'd get shot down and one
It'd
less seed into the...
I would love to go to that town in Texas. Be like, hey, Jeff, look at that. Tourist.
He pulled a camera.
Thought it was a gun.
So, what else has he got in the van?
I always find excuses to defend myself.
Holy crap. I think maybe I'll have a mocha.
That'll calm
and,
you down.
No, I'm just.
We
what are what are you gonna do on Sundays now? That's a start. Drexel, are you just gonna yell at the cat?
My cat receives nothing but love from me.
You know why? Because he can't talk.
Only time.
No,
he can talk. The only
and
time
he says I've always hated.
The
you.
Only time he gets any anger is when he's purposefully. Trying to piss me off, and that's not a joke.
Would
the
that
cat wants out. He's walking all over me. He's running on me. He's meowing.
Would
fuck you, cat. You're definitely not getting out now because you're annoying the shit out of me.
Would that be defined by the rest of us as love or bestiality?
What? No, we're not. No, I said love, not sex.
There's a big difference. Don't
I don't fuck my cat. I give him loving.
Do you want me?
Oh! Smokehouse, are you paying attention?
So,
and a cat should be allowed to
twist that. You guys can try and twist that in your
wishes.
Twisted little minds into whatever sexual fantasies that turn you on and go beat off with it after the show. But for me, that just means I love my cat, and if anybody fucks with my cat, I'll kill him.
Can you beat me off?
Hey, I love raccoons. I love raccoons, too. I was taking pictures in my backyard. It's like,
you're
hey, guys, how you doing?
Deeper,
but I
man.
Always, every time, I stop and warn the raccoons, and I say, you guys are cool, but if you touch my cat, I will fucking kill you.
I'm sure they understand.
No, I really do say that to the raccoons.
Is your cat male or female?
He's a boy.
So if he fucks a raccoon, is that cool?
As long as the raccoon doesn't, like, hurt my cat.
As long as it's consensual.
I don't care what my cat does. If he's,
so,
you know, into, like, interracial sex, then that's fine.
The bottom line is time is running out. What will you do on Sunday nights now that what the hell is no longer happening?
No, we have to get everyone in the IRC to phone at least. Say goodbye. So we're going to do the room first, yes?
Well, whatever.
Sean says we're running out of time. We've got 8 minutes left exactly before Sean leaves the room.
No, we don't have 8 minutes. We have 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
We'll miss you, Sean. I'll say goodbye to our loyal listeners. And
I'm going to go. I'm going to do stuff.
I don't have to prove loyalty to shit for the listeners. They don't
Are
think I'm loyal.
Are you hearing this?
What's that? Oh, yeah. You guys don't think I'm loyal? That's fine. Go fuck yourself, okay? Because I don't have to prove shit to nobody, and neither do you.
I know.
So, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at you, but talking to him.
Well, the listeners aren't here to look at.
Yeah, okay.
Sam, that's why. That's why.
Right there.
That's why I said.
Right there.
I
mean, right there.
Sam,
right
that's
there.
Why I said initially we should do this show together
listening.
Because I had no one to look at when I was yelling.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
I'm going to do cool stuff, probably work on excellent things with Sumerian, like.
That's
like,
right.
Things we have going and things I have ideas
special
for, and now
things.
We will have time to do them.
Oh, okay.
Before we didn't.
All right, cool.
Here's the reason for ending the show.
It's Drex's fault.
It is, though. Okay, and.
No, I just quit when I wanted to quit the show, and then I came back when I felt like none of that.
That's fair.
It's good like that.
Yeah, at least you had the option. Let's see. I could probably. I think I'll spend time with my wife. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think I'll hang out with my wife and. Let her know that she's more important to me than 10 million people I don't know.
Actually, John, if I had a wife, I'd probably spend Sunday night spending time with my wife, too.
Okay. And Red 5, what will you do? Probably not a whole fucking lot different.
Suspended maybe 10, 15 shows. So
next week is the first race of the season, so I'll probably spend my Sunday nights driving home from wherever.
Yeah, the race.
From the race.
Ron and Medic, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
Thank you for turning it off. What am I going to do Sunday nights? That's a darn fine question. Well, after the playoffs are over, my little religion will be sated. And then from there, probably spend more time on the beach and more time dealing with other people.
Sure, good enough. And 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Well, I had this TARDIS I was working on. I'll finish that off, I guess.
You're going to drink heavily, aren't you?
Yeah, no, yeah. He does now.
Cleansing.
I didn't fart. I'd tell you if I did.
Just in case.
I didn't
fart either.
There's swamp gas in this here apartment.
Okay, that's Uncle
just,
Dak.
That's just to awesome.
Uncle Dak is going to, like, catch up on those episodes of, like, The Simpsons he's been missing since he started coming to this thing.
All
I haven't
Sunday
seen The
shows?
Simpsons for, like, two... How many, like, it's like 2 years
oh,
now?
Oh, give me a break. They're on 5 days a week.
But not the new episodes.
You're not seeing
them. Today in some
new.
Cases.
The new ones, as they're aired live, the live-action Simpsons.
.com girl, who are you going to do on... I mean, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
Oh.
I'm going to play repeats of the What the Hell show that are on archive on the RentRadio.com website.
That's right.
For 2.5
And then you're going to enter more things into the guest book about me, right?
That baby.
Yeah, I thought so. Girl on the left, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do what I do now on Sunday nights, which is completely fail to think of witty things to say on short notice.
That's very clever. And then we got Peggy. What are you going to do on Sunday nights besides hang out with me?
You've seen my fiance, right?
Yes. Wow, yes, can I ever not have a snappy comeback for that? Okay. Wow, I'm snappy comeback less. Okay, and...
You stole mine, honey.
And sexy fiance, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
I was going to say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I don't know how Enki's going to fill in the blank, whatever he said, with his... wrists and ankles shackled, but now I can't say that. So I'll say, I'm going to make Enki his lunch for Monday, because what else would I do on a Sunday night?
It's a big lunch, takes 3 hours.
You're such a loving
You'll
homebody.
You'll fix Enki's wagon. Okay.
And then I we love have, being me.
Sucks to be Boo. Professor, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
I'm going to spend my Sunday evening sat at my favorite coffee shop, smoking my pipe and telling stories of my homeland.
Fuck. You know, if I had a British accent, I'd be fucking cool, too. And Dr. Gonzo, what would you do Sunday nights?
Probably serving the professor his coffee.
Damn, you got it good.
Yeah.
Whipped cream, no less.
Oh, baby.
You got to bear in mind, it's like, you know, because you can't really tell from the webcam, but Dr. Gonzo's a hottie. So... And
oh, yeah.
Sim,
barely in there. In the
Sim, what are you going to do on Sunday night?
Work on my other millions of projects I have going on.
Oh, we got
and Rant Radio.
We got super secret projects going on.
Uh-huh.
It's always best to say very little about the secret super projects.
They suck,
because
actually.
Then
yeah.
When they don't turn out, you say, "Yeah, it worked out good." Still can't tell you about it
because no, it's a super secret.
Woohoo! That's right.
Well, there's a few people have been talking about different ideas. There's ideas, cult shows, pre-recorded stuff.
Yeah, like anyone wants to start a show?
Yep, they can
send
do that.
In a half hour.
You bet.
If it sucks, you won't get on.
You bet. All right, so are we going to answer some phone calls?
You bet you have phone to know, 1-877-7777.
Sure. Right, who is this?
It's Nixter.
Hey,
Nixter.
What's going on, man?
I haven't been able to listen the whole freaking show because I'm moving out of my place.
Oh, man.
It sucked, don't worry.
Yeah. Don't. Here's a tip for everybody out there in Radio Land. Do not wait till the last day to clean your apartment after you've lived there for 2.5 years.
No.
Because no, that would be bad.
Damn dirty.
There's stuff you never thought was there.
Yes.
And you'll notice the carpets are significantly cleaner under the furniture.
Yeah. That's what everything should get a rug doctor. Steam and mad at dirt.
Shit, that was the original color?
Wow. All right, buddy.
It wasn't black?
Stay in touch, man.
Yeah,
this isn't
yeah,
a carpet. This is lino.
I wanted to say just to everyone who ordered a shirt that they're going to be ready next Friday. I'm going to be shipping them out.
T-shirts, yes.
I've ordered them already. So everyone keep checking back there because I'm going to be making a new shirt release for sale, too.
30.
And, I guess that's basically it. And I enjoy the show.
Those T-shirts better be damn good. $30 Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. And you wouldn't want to piss him off. He'll sue you for spam or something.
That's
all right.
Right.
Say what the hell.
Long as what the hell.
All right.
That's the best yet.
We got to get at least a call.
Oh, hey, what's happening?
Hey, this is Nomad Terrell.
Hi, Nomad Terrell. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Not too bad. What's going on?
Not much, man. I just wanted to say what the hell, because now there's going to be nothing for me to do on Sunday night.
Oh, no, that's bullshit.
Because I'm a loser.
What's that?
No, nothing, man.
Yeah, she's a loser.
I'm probably going to download all them other ones that I missed the first year.
Yeah, there's plenty to listen to. They get worse as it goes back.
That or I can take Zorn Medic and we can talk for a couple hours. That's all cool. Since then, now both of us won't have something to do Sunday nights.
There you go. Now there's no excuse for any of these people to hang out on Sunday nights.
All right, man.
It's all good. At 12 days till I hit Ontario. Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Kick ass.
Yeah, man.
Well, have fun, Joel.
Absolutely.
I want to hear from everyone in the RC.
Okay.
Okay, say what the hell.
Hi, you on Rant Radio. Well, who's this?
Who be that?
Yeah, this is Psycho Wolf Pup.
Psycho Wolf Pup.
Hey, Psycho Wolf Pup, how's it going?
It's going all good.
Excellent.
Except for...
missing in action.
Hmm?
Except for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the fuck is Lieutenant Major Zombie?
He was in the IRC.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. It's like, there's something...
He is in the IRC, so...
Lieutenant Major Zombie, you better fucking call.
Yeah, he's got to call
the amount of shit we put up from you...
No, I want to put it... He's going to be the last person. Last person to call.
What the fuck? Who are you? What do you mean he's going to be the last person?
So he can have the last word.
Sim is like getting killed in so many ways. Sim is dying a thousand deaths.
I will
on the
shut
IRC.
My mouth and turn it over to the rest of you. There you go. Run the show.
Well, I'm just, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, I'm the last person. We'll stretch this out to fucking 11:30 and, like, you know, what the hell?
Who knows?
All right, so who's on the line? Who's this?
This is Sacker Wolf Puffer.
Oh, you still there?
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Just going to call and say, what the hell?
Okay, what the hell,
buddy?
Hi, everybody. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nomad Romulus.
Hi, Nomad Romulus. What's going on, man?
Hi. Not too much. Just quickly before, you know, I want to give you guys good luck on whatever, you know, you're closing the show and hopefully we'll have better things coming. But show of voices, who in the room is going to actually plan on doing a show?
That would be me. At least. I don't know what kind of show it'll be.
I'm not hearing a chorus of voices. It's kind of disappointing.
What are you saying? Go ahead. I didn't understand. I didn't hear your question, buddy. Who in
the room is planning on doing their own show?
Well, I had some thought about it, doing stuff like that, but I don't know if I'd be putting it on Rant Radio or not. I might be putting it on the Cult Media Exchange. But, I mean, that's something that, like, I'm not going to jump out of one thing to free up some time to just jump straight into something else.
Right.
But,
Particularly singling you out, Sean. I was just asking.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, I understand that, Rom. No, I'm just saying, well, it's because, like, really, the only people who'd probably be into doing it who've got, like, the computers and shit who've got the experience to do it would be Sumerian, Drexel, myself, Turner% Sexy Projectile, Vomit Man, maybe .com Girl, Red 5. But everybody's kind of got lives that they do, right? So it's kind of an end of an era in one way. But, I mean, it's still cool. I mean, everybody's all cool with it. So, I mean, there'll be different things. I don't know about live shows, because live shows are a shitload of work. I mean, sure. We all give Sim a fucking hell of a hard time. But in all honesty, I mean, the guy has done a fucking brutal load of work on all this stuff. So
kudos to Sim, definitely.
So... is there going to be more stuff? Absolutely, Sim. I mean, even
not shutting down the station.
No, the station's not going nowhere. And
Not heard the last of me.
And even if the thing turned into like a 6 or 8 month hiatus, you know that there's going to be, you know, eventually someone's going to go, hey, you know what, it was fun, let's try this or try something different or, you know, I mean, there's always going to be something.
Well, so hopefully we'll still hear from all our lovely studio people in the future.
Hopefully.
Okay, it's amazing how you can understand what he's saying. Because
I've got headphones on in there.
Oh, okay.
He's really quiet.
Hope someone else can hear me.
Uber's getting phone.
All right, well, just a recommendation to Sim, maybe you should give an example of what the standards of quality are for Rant Radio. I don't think everyone can quite meet the standards of what the hell.
No, this is the lowest standard.
High energy. You want to know how to make a good show, buddy? Make it high energy.
Something to talk about at all times.
Seriously, everybody listening, you want to make a show, don't say at any point during the show because you sound like a fucking moron. All right. If you're gonna,
no more than 5 minutes of silence.
Yeah,
at
no
any
more than five.
It
doesn't matter what you talk about. You can talk about gardening and make it rule. Look at like those cooking shows, like Emerald Phillips. The guy's got a lot of high energy. That's what makes the show. All right. So if you want to make
a lot
the
of
show,
basically's also help too.
Yeah, basically you're sort of the lube that keeps it together.
Little sprinkling of basically.
But no, so seriously, if you want to,
profanity's always good.
Yeah, profanity's always good. I mean, the only talent that I have. You know, truth be told, is I can talk. That's the only thing I have, and I can't even do that well because I swear too much. But I mean, really,
fuck
I mean,
you do.
It's brutal. It's brutal. So, if anyone wants to submit a show or do something with a show, just make it high energy.
Make
and,
it cool.
And,
make it something somebody
and,
would listen
you know,
to.
I mean, because there's a lot of stuff that, like, look at Red Green. I mean, the guy, you know, he's a fucking idiot. But I mean, he does a lot of stuff and he puts a lot of effort into it, and that shows through. So some, you know. Single gene motherfuckers think it's, you know, incredibly, you know, awesome, you know, who are missing their chromosomes. So, I mean, there's that to it, and just go from there. Just make it high energy, man.
Right.
All right, say what the hell, brother.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right, everybody, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
You're hanging up on us, are you?
Hello.
Hey, start speaking.
Bastards.
Hi, you're on radio. Who is this?
Decker Apocalypse.
Hi, Decker Apocalypse.
You know, now I'm going to have to go find a life.
Well, those are always a hard thing to find.
Well,
because you can't really buy them. Oh, you could buy them.
Start at your local pharmacy. They usually make it a lot more colorful.
Oh, yes.
That's all right, buddy. Anything else?
No, that's
all right.
It.
So
what the hell?
Hi, everybody. Who's this?
This is Mr. Echo. Saying,
Echo.
What the hell for the last time? I'm going to miss you guys.
Okay, man.
We'll
what
miss
the hell?
You too. Take care of yourself, Echo.
Yep, see you guys.
All right.
Hey,
what's up? It's Simplex again. I know I called in earlier, so I'll keep it really short.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to let people know, you might want to suggest, too, that if they want to do their own shows that are cult-related and stuff like that, and they don't want to do, like, a whole half-hour thing or anything, go in the channel and ask around. There might be some people who want to help you out. I know, is Sim still there?
Yep.
Yeah, Sim, you know, I used to do shoutcast stations back in the day.
Yeah.
So if anybody needs any assistance with, like, how to set up the software and stuff like that, I'll be happy to help out.
Excellent.
And whether you want to just record it on your own and maybe see if you can find a server to put it on, or if you want to record a half-hour thing and put it on Rant Radio,
yeah,
whatever, it's all good.
Yeah, I'll be putting up instructions on the Rant Radio website, too, how to set it up and
how
our little
funky
phone.
Shoutcast?
Yeah, Shoutcast and the funky phone thing that we have going on here, like all this work that we
put
into.
Oh, so people can set up their own station?
Yeah.
All right.
Really cool.
Yep.
All right, and also, if anybody out there has, I've already talked to a few people who are looking at put a show together. If anybody out there has bandwidth that they wouldn't mind, you know, using on a night, go ahead and then let me know, and I'll go ahead and let them know.
How much bandwidth are you after here? Like high speed access or what? Or for
well,
mirrors?
I mean, somebody could theoretically host a show on a high end, you know, DSL connection, a business DSL connection.
Right.
Sure. 24
but,
kilobits
yeah,
per second.
It's all technical. Forget it. Look, I'll talk to them about it and other people on the channel. I just want to say goodbye to everybody. And Sean, I know I like never email you at all, but I do have some ideas that I want to bounce off you and everything, and so I will be emailing you, and that's about it.
That's okay, man. No, that's cool. And you know what? Up until recently, my brain has kind of been doing the big swirly, so I'm just kind of getting things back together. So if you want to email me, I'll try to get them back to you the same day, and I usually fight the big fight on first thing on Monday morning. So if you want to email me, SeanK@thecult.org, and we'll see if we get something up and go from there.
Okay, what the hell?
What the hell, brother?
Hello, you are on Rant Radio.
Say your piece.
Who is this?
Nomad Plastic.
Hey, Nomad Plastic, what's up, man?
Just wanted to call in, you know, say the show had a pretty good run while it lasted.
You betcha.
And just to say what the hell on the last show.
All right, man, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, okay, you can talk now. Go ahead, talk, speak.
Speak.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Prophet Dave the Brave.
Hey,
hey
Dave the Brave, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
All right, just calling in to say what the hell?
Yeah.
You betcha.
All right, say what the hell, man.
What the hell?
Right on. I don't know what the hell is this.
Hey, this is Kexler.
Hey, Kexler. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Right on.
I just wanted to say thanks for entertaining me every Sunday night. And
you're welcome.
I had a little something here I wanted to read.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, this is a little something I found on the net the other day. The artist is unknown, or the author is unknown. It says, let's see if I understand the state of personal responsibility in America in the last 20 years. If a woman burns her thighs on hot coffee she was holding in her lap while driving, she blames the restaurant. If your teenage son kills himself, you blame the rock and roll music he liked. If you smoke 3 packs a day for 40 years and die of lung cancer, your family blames the tobacco company. If your daughter gets pregnant by the football captain, you blame the school for poor education. Your neighbor crashes into the tree while driving home drunk, you blame the bartender. Your cousin gets AIDS because the needles he used to shoot with were dirty. You blame the government for not providing clean ones. If your grandchildren are brats without manners, you blame television. And if your friend shoots, if your friend is shot by a deranged madman, you blame the gun manufacturer. And if a crazed person breaks into the cockpit and tries to kill the pilot at 35,000 feet and the passengers kill him instead, the mother of the deceased, blame the airline. God bless America, land of the free, home of the blame.
Excellent.
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What the hell?
What the hell?
I don't know, what the hell is this?
Yo, this is Nomad Tigre.
Hey, Tigre, how's it going?
It's going all right. I figured I'd call in and say what the hell one last time.
All right, man.
And I also had some more information for Sean about absinthe. I don't know if you heard me in the chat room the other day.
No, probably not. What's up?
You had asked how it mixed with weed.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and did some chemical testing. And
oh, yeah?
Experimented on myself. The best combination is a shot before you smoke. And
oh.
Very, very intense.
Right on. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a shot. We're having.
Well, I guess you know what I'm going to be doing on my Sunday nights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know me too.
Yep. That's hilarious.
All right, folks. Well, it's been a good run.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
What the hell?
Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
This is Nomad, Punk of Evil.
Nomad, Punk of Evil, POE.
How's it going, man?
It's going. Now I have to find a fucking wife. Thanks. You corrupted me, and it's all your fault.
All right, man. So what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on. Hi, Aaron Radio. Who's this?
Smokehouse.
Hey, Smokehouse. How's it going, buddy?
A lot better a couple days ago. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. Smokehouse phoned me in a fucking panic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he forgot his Windows 2000 administration password. Me, with my mad skills, I managed to talk him through it.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking my MCP test tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good luck. What's
I'm
that?
Scared to death, man.
You're taking an amputee test?
No, MCP.
What is it?
Microsoft Certified Professional.
Oh, I see.
Excellent.
Okay, you know what, Smokey?
What?
Are you going to come clean? You're not actually in a wheelchair, are you?
Yeah, I am, actually.
No, you're not. Don't fucking lie. You're not a fucking... You don't have anything wrong with you, do you? Come on. Come clean. It's all a big gag.
Yeah.
I've never seen photos of you in a wheelchair. Never.
Please send Smokey.
I have one, but I don't use it that much.
All right, man. I'm just fucking with you.
I know.
All right. Is that it?
That's it, dude. Take care.
All right, well...
Thanks for everything you've done, Smoke.
Yeah, no shit, man.
All right,
say what
the hell. No problem.
Keep it up, though.
I'm sure you'll keep me plenty busy anyway.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Okay.
What the hell, man?
What the hell?
That's bad.
Hey, this is Atomic again.
Hi, Atomic. What's up?
Since Lieutenant Major Zombie wasn't here, I figured I'd bug you instead.
Okay. Is he not actually there, or what?
Oh, he's in the channel, but he's not there. He's, like, out of it. So, I just wanted to bug you and say, what the hell?
All right, man.
What the hell?
What the hell?
That'll suck. Hey, and Run Radio, who's this?
I'm throwing
Holy Dio.
Can you press it in there a little bit?
Who's this?
Holy Dio.
Hey, Holy Dio. How's it going, man?
Hey, okay. Not much. People missed the last show, you know. Just want to say thanks to all you guys for, you know, all the great hours of entertainment on Sunday night.
No problem.
And I'm gonna miss the show.
All right, dude.
Sad to see it go.
All right, man. Well, it's all good. It's all good. It'll work out. Don't worry. It's not like we're all gonna die or nothing.
I'm gonna cry. Sorry, did I do that?
All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Wow, our phone system's all fucking up.
The warranty's expiring.
Hey, it's Vampire This Morning one more time.
Okay, this morning we're starting to get into the repeats. What's up?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a repeater or anything.
No, it's okay. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, I just figured, you know, I would call again for the hell of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I actually decided this time I would like to make an ass of myself.
Sure, what are you going to do?
Okay, I have a little song that I would like to sing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Two Irishmen, two Irishmen, digging in a ditch. One called the other a dirty son of a Peter Murphy. Had a dog, a dirty dog was he. He gave it to his girlfriend to keep her company. She fed him, she fed him, she fed the dirty runt. He climbed up in her petticoat and bit her on her. Country boy, sitting on a rock. Along came a bumblebee that stung him on his cocktail. Ginger ale, 5 cents a glass. If you don't like it, stick it up your ass. Me no more questions and tell me no more lies. If you ever get hit by a barrel of shit, be sure to close your eyes. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, hi, Ron. What the hell? Who's this?
Prophet Music God 1.
Hi, Prophet Music God 1. Don't sing.
Don't sing, please. Make
what's
it brief.
Up?
Say again?
Make it brief. Don't sing.
Don't sing. What's up?
I'm just thinking, you know, this would probably be the perfect time for you guys to just suddenly say, you know, now we're going to sell out and make like $100 million on,
we win.
You know.
Yeah.
that would be nice, wouldn't it? We'd all like that, but we don't. We don't have that.
You can see Samaria on his next appearance on the Wanna Be a Millionaire show.
Yeah, that's about the only chance.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, yeah! I was just about to phone you, actually. I've got your phone number here all ready to go.
You guys are going to call me?
Yeah, we were gonna phone you up and say, are you okay?
What's going on?
I just got done watching a movie called Space Cowboys or something like that.
Space Cowboys?
Crazy.
Was
it
good?
All right. It's pretty good.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. The IRC is going insane. Okay. Because right. You finally phoned.
Yeah, I came up hearing.
Okay, so, Zombie.
Zombie. Yeah. So, how did you like the show?
I love it, man. It's pretty sweet.
Are you going to be okay with not doing this on Sunday nights now, or what?
Yeah, I'll find something else.
You can watch Space Cowboys.
Keep going around.
You can, though. Hey, you know what?
Talk to my sister again.
You know what?
No.
You missed the Mad Decker Leet skills, right? So you know what? I was gonna actually ICQ you this week because I wanted you to make that time bomb.
That time bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Drop me an email, sharkcult.org. I'll tell you all about it. Because it'd be beautiful if you made this time bomb, man, and we could put your name on it. Is that just be the best?
What's your ICQ? All right, add someone.
SeanK@thecult.org.
Okay.
All right. All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay, that is That's fucking it.
That's it.
You know, she just said something great. We just realized the reason we're breaking up is because of her. She's a Yoko Ono. She's just breaking us all apart.
No, she's about 250 million fucking times better looking than Yoko Ono was.
My ass is 250 million times better than
what? Dak's trying to pretend like he's smart. Dak says to me, is your forward dropping the show? And I said, Dak, I'm no Yoko Ono. And then he's like, oh, that's good. I'm going to use it, he says.
We'll give out Lieutenant Major Zombie's phone number just in case anybody's lonely on Sunday night.
For the rest of the night.
Let me see it.
I have nothing to do with the end of the what?
Let me see it.
Why do you want to see that?
I just want to see that.
Huh?
Huh, what?
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
Front Royal, Virginia.
I told him to not stop the show.
What? Doesn't give you the address, no. Gives the phone number.
Area code 540-636-6756. Anybody want to get a hold of Lieutenant Major Zombie to make sure he's okay on Sunday nights, you can get him at that line, all right?
Aww.
Hey, Zombie, that's just a little fuck you for all the times that you called us when we didn't want you to. Have some of that. All right. Not fucking time to call it yet. Yeah, we love you, Zombie. We love you.
So,
right. And nobody fuck with Zombie. Come on.
No,
we all love
be
that
nice.
Guy.
Phone him when you're lonely.
Be good.
Phone him when he's lonely.
All right. Everyone's looking at me like, oh, my God, Sean, I can't believe you just fucking did that.
I'm not. He'd probably give me your phone.
I don't think it's all that bad.
He'd probably give his phone number to you if you asked him anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay, you
do that
just
a couple
know he's got to have his phone off the hook, like, right now or else.
Yes.
Okay,
what do
you
mean?
So, Sean, if Sean could read the people in the IRC.
All right, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it on yours, though, because that way we don't have to scroll, like, 10 million fucking miles.
Yep.
Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Guardian G, Sumerian, Guardian Vampire Marius, Ram Radio Logger, Six String Death, Smokey Owns CBC. Agent Mulder, Atomic Killing Sim, Battle Axe, Bigwood Farmer, Crow Cobain, Dave the Brave, Decker Apocalypse, Decker Devnull, Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie, Leet Mad Skills, Decker Pele, who was responsible to meet for the very first cult meeting ever, Disturbed, Decker Case, F Flesh Tripper Guardian, FT Rooster, who is still going to be getting his goddamn shirt one of these days.
Eventually.
Gargoyle IRME, Gargoyle Ellis from Geek News. Good to see you made it in, man. Gargoyle Snake, Guardian, Gargoyle Simplex, AFK. Guardian Prophet Tenshi from the UK. Guardian Templar Knight, The Hardcore, JoJo's Terrell, Kexler, Crazy at Godsmack, NF Fuck, Night Fever, Nomad Floyd Zappel, Nomad Fourier, Nomad Half-Elf, Nomad Judas, Nomad Kaluvin? Kaluvin, is that right? Nomad Kitanic, Nomad Lathe, Nomad Punk of Evil, Nomad Romulus Guardian, Nomad Switch Babe 47, Nomad Tigray, Nomad Cygnus, Nomad Plastic, Poisoned Plant, Prophet Cossacks, Nomad Plastic, Poisoned Plant, no, Prophet Cossacks, Prophet Doodle, good to see ya, Prophet Lego, Psycho Wolf Pup, the Prophet the Music God 1, Prophet Zersor, Red 5, how's that possible?
He's in two places at once.
Oh my god, you're using up valuable bandwidth. Decker Roto, Ronan Sparky, SF, DSF, 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 Sexy Skinny, Shard Yet Solid, Star Baby, Studio, Vampire, We Miss, What the Hell, Vampire Drizzt, Vampire Dark Angel, Vampire This Morning, What the Hell, We'll Be Back, Barbie Cute Chicky, See Snakes Twice, The Man, and ASE. Now, what the fuck is ASE? Cause they've been
I don't know.
We don't actually know who ASE
they've
is.
They've never phoned up. I don't think they've ever... No, they've typed stuff in there.
Huh.
They've never phoned up, but that's okay.
We never learned how to pronounce their names.
Yeah. I think it's
ASE. ASE.
All right, so I guess that's... I guess that's...
Goodbyes around the room.
Yeah, I guess it's goodbye around the room. That's kind of sad, actually. Isn't it? Kind of sad.
Kind of sad. Puts a tear in your eye.
I have one question. Why do the stains on your shirt look like midget handprints?
They do.
They do.
Help me.
Those are coon paws. Now, if he gets them on his hind legs...
He was getting head from a coon.
You're sick, John. You're the one talking about having sex with cats and...
Hey!
Swallow it, you little furry swine!
My question is, they always wash before they eat something?
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
Wow,
Jeff.
You guys are all so fucking clever. Did you come up with that all on your own, or did you have to fucking mash your brain cells together in one conglomerate group?
Raccoons are pretty clever too, though.
I'll have you know that as long as it's an adult raccoon, is it consenting?
Go get him,
it's
Rocky.
A perfectly okay lifestyle choice. Some of those raccoons down in Stanley Park are homeless and they need the money. Okay, I'm not a bestiologist.
How much are you willing to
I'm
pay
a naturalist?
For hay.
Okay,
they're just
so
performing a service.
Yep. It's just a service, and if I didn't pay those raccoons to give me a head.
Somebody else would.
Oh.
All right.
At least you're providing them the clean service.
Clean service. Yeah.
Well, they wash it enough.
Drexel.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Drexel. And this is the last What the Hell show. And since I was there at the beginning, it's fitting that I be there at the end.
That's right. Drexel started it all. Don't
Closure.
Forget that.
Yeah, that's enough out of me.
All right. Sure. So I guess it's me. Hey, everybody. I'm going to be floating around. Just give everybody a bit of a...
In the ether.
In the ether, like a big lump of shit in a toilet bowl. I'll tell you something right now while we got everybody listening. MTV has been in contact with me.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we've been throwing emails back and forth. And actually, about 3 weeks ago, they sent me an email saying, hey, you want to hang out and we're considering you to host a show on MTV. And I said, yeah, like fuck you are. And they said, no, really. And I'm like, yeah, like fuck you are. Right? So I sent them down a press kit
And I didn't hear shit back forever. And then all of a sudden I get this email. It says, hey, Sean, what are you doing? And it's my buddy Merritt Davis from MTV. And don't try to find her on the web because you won't. I already did try to find a web search on this bitch. You can't find nothing on her.
I looked too.
Yeah, she's... No, yeah, but they're wrong person, though.
Oh, yeah.
And she calls me back up and says, what are you doing? I says, not much. She said, have you submitted your show idea yet? And because, you know, I called her back a while ago and I said, oh, she goes, yeah, I'll fax you this thing, submit your show idea. So like a month passed. She's like, I haven't heard from you. Are you going to give us that show idea? Which wasn't a brush off then. So I'm like, holy fuck, I've got to come up with a
You're
show.
You're serious.
You were serious? What are you, joking? Right? So I'm like, fuck, well, Tom Green's got a home. If I can smear shit all over my ass and fuck a moose, then, you know, if I get a show, then what the hell? I mean, what's up with that?
That's all it takes.
He fucks Drew Barrymore and, you know, moose. I mean, wow, it's a weird world. Anyway, so... I submitted an idea for a show called Most Originally, and everyone's going to groan when they hear it. But you got to bear in mind who I'm pitching this to. Okay, they're a bunch of fucking MTV, you know, people.
They're listening right now.
I don't give a fuck. And the show's called Hack the Planet. And my idea for the show was that I travel around the counterculture world and go to, like, Burning Man and rallies and protests and shit like that and give people a street-level idea for what it's all about rather than this sensationalized idea of what hacking and gaming and fucking, you know, the real evil multi, you know, gamers, so that people get it from the other side, and it's not just some shit that people.
So you're gonna like blow the whole like illusion and let everyone know. Let everyone know that it's just a bunch of geeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the. So that's where the ball is right now.
So you're gonna be kind of like the underground version of Michael Moore.
I guess whatever. I don't get the reference to that. So.
Isn't that fitting?
Yeah.
Who's Michael Moore?
Who's Michael Moore? There is a good reason not to get the reference.
Okay, sorry. I don't watch television. But I don't watch television, and you shouldn't either. Not even me on MTV.
Turn your TVs off.
Yeah, turn the goddamn... That'll be my sign-off. Turn the fucking TV off and go outside.
You'll still get paid anyway, so...
Yeah. But in all honesty, so that's what's happening there. Thanks to .com Girl, she got us on CBC... if you want to give her some ratings, be nice. Show up for her show.
No.
Are you serious or what?
Don't go into the.
She doesn't want it to be like associated in case any of the lawsuits come down.
Oh, because you're. Oh, that's right. You're scared of all the little cult people, aren't you?
I am. I'm afraid of the cult people because I can't ban them fast enough.
You're right. You cannot fucking ban them fast enough. All right, but it must be stated that, do not worry, you know, for everyone who's running, oh, that's it, it's the beginning of the end. Rant Radio is not going nowhere, okay, the station is still up, it's just a show, you know, brainwashings are still going to be coming out, this doesn't affect cult in the slightest, talk to Nixter about CanX, there's a lot of shit going on, it's just, cult, Rant Radio was the beginning, and nothing's died, it's just changed, and everything's moving forward, kind of like the bread and the toaster. All right, so
it's just different.
All right, so this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, "Hey, go outside, get some air for fuck's sakes, will ya? And be drinkable. What the hell?"
Hi, this is Red Five, and I made it halfway through the show, so I wasn't actually here for the whole show, but I'll get filled in later.
Shows your dedication.
And I'm really I'm half-ass dedicated.
Yeah, that's your outro.
I can't even remember when I started coming here. I think it was back on the language.
Next. Hey, none of that.
All right then.
All righty then.
Okay, well I'll just go to work and pull the plug. have a good night, everybody. And
bye, Red Five. Bye.
We'll
Red
see you tomorrow.
The bandwidth tip.
Why would I say bye to you? Are you going somewhere?
Not just yet.
No, I was never here.
He's one of those 3D projection things.
You can't escape Red 5. He's everywhere.
Very expensive. Red is a very expensive color.
Okay, next.
Dead air, move on.
Wow. Well, this is Ronan Medic saying farewell once more to everyone out there. I might be on ICQ from time to time. If you haven't had my number, great. If you don't, if you feel like looking me up, I'm usually open for chat, but that implies other things. What the hell has been an absolute blast. I'm probably going to miss it, and hopefully I'll be invited back to take part in some other shows. For everyone else out there, play safe. I don't want to see you at work. I really don't want to see you at work.
You've heard the stories.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And other than that, I'm going to now get in my cheap plug for God Bless the Go-Go's coming out May 15th. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, the new album. Yes, they're not dead. They just had a really long hiatus. This is Ronan Medic saying 10-7. I'm out of here. Good luck and Godspeed.
This is 200% Sexy PVM. And I'd like to thank the Academy and my producer and my director. And you people really like me. You really like me.
This is your old Uncle Dax saying, so long, take care, and if some night you're fucking with somebody on the SkyTrain and you feel a large looming presence, turn around and it just might be me. So spin them around and knock them down, and everyone take care. Your Uncle Dax will be back.
This is .com girl. I'm harmless. Rock.
This is girl on the left. I think... You know, I haven't been here since the beginning. I
very long time, though.
Yes. Well.
Yes, you are one of your own longest female participants.
Well, that's because usually I'm the only female participant. Maybe that's part of the reason they're cutting the show.
Yeah, by default, yeah.
But that's something to do with it.
Well,
but, you know,
girls here.
I've enjoyed being harangued and harassed by this group of idiots. And, you know, I hope to be back if I can figure out, I don't know, something. Anyways, high-speed internet would be nice. Yeah, I've got a crappy... I've got a 33.6 modem.
Get off
it should be nice to me.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I should...
dial up.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen.
That's enough singing.
Hey, this is Anki. I've been absent a lot recently, but I remember it from the beginning.
Because he was there.
Wow, it's been a long run. I'm going to miss all you guys. Take care. Hey, some of you get off your asses and make shows of your own, too. It's fun.
That's and remember, Anki was the one that said, Rant Radio goes down easier than your mom.
Anki had a show once, too, so you can, too.
Yeah, that's
true. Did I say that?
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
To some cool music.
It's true, too.
Yes, but we have to dig under it.
I'm not going to keep anybody here any longer than I need to. Good night.
Okay. That's the best yet.
Oh, I will. This is Professor Scott Harker saying it's been great fun. And, we have a request from Skitty, so, hello, Skitty.
There you go.
That was the best
that
yet.
That was the best yet.
Now, you got that phone voice just down. Okay, Dr. Gonzo?
Yes, thanks, guys, for letting me come and play with your last show here and stuff. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. You guys kick ass, and I wish I could have been here before, so, yeah.
Hey, experience the last one.
You can be here again.
What the hell, man?
That show.
That's right.
You've been to all of the what the hell shows after the first one.
Yes.
Came to one, and then you went, like, all of them after that.
All right, Sim.
Who? Me? No. I missed two shows out of all of them, but that's okay. I want to thank everyone who's here tonight and everyone who ever came to the show. Bob from Peru for filling in for, like, 3 months as co-host.
Yeah.
Movie Man. For participating
That's right.
very long time.
Or Farble.
For
They're
Farble.
The same guy!
Oh my
They're
God!
They're the same guy!
And anyone, all the listeners, there's too many.
We can't forget Sariet.
Yes, yeah. Sariet, yes, yeah. who's not here.
Ronan Sariet, who's also known as the chicken.
Yes, if you look back in the archives.
Yes.
And, yep, there's lots to say, but it's very sad.
It is kind of sad. It is kind of sad, but I mean,
but it lives on. It's only one part.
It is only one part, and people, you know, you guys. I mean, it seems sad. You're like, oh fuck, it's over. It's done. Okay, no, it's not done. This isn't the end. It's like the
beginning.
This is the beginning of the whole thing, man.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't just fucking throw up
wow.
your hands and say, oh well, that was what the hell. I guess I'll go back to daytime television. No, man, this was just the kickoff.
It's not over till you see our cold, lifeless corpses.
And now we did our turn. Now it's you to do
it's
your turn.
It's not over
till
the
show.
Fat guy sings, and I think I'll.
Well, I think we better wrap it up here. The bailiff's at the door. He wants all this stuff.
Yeah, we've been on loan for a while. So Pump Up the Volume inspired me to do this kind of thing, a long-time inspiration. There were some clips at the beginning, and here's, for the outro, I put together some clips from Pump Up the Volume as well.
Don't everybody.
Everybody?
3, 2, 1. What the hell?
be. I mean, I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Welcome to Radio Free America. America's ready. I'm ready. I mean, I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Jesus, let's get serious. Everyone listen up. It's not over yet. It's just the beginning. But it's up to you. I'm calling for every kid to seize the air. Steal it. It belongs to you. Speak out. They can't stop you. Find your voice and use it. Keep this thing going. Pick a name. Go on the air. It's your life. Take charge of it. Do it. Try it. Try anything. Spill your guts out. Say shit and fuck a million times if you want to. But you decide. Fill the air. Steal it. Keep the air alive.
Okay, this is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself, are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.